Sheldon? What are you doing?
Playing Super Mario on a poorly coded Nintendo 64 emulator.
Yeah, but why are you doing it on the stairs?
I am a modern-day Napoleon exiled to the Elba of the staircase because Leonard, get this, has a date.
Oh, well, good for him. Yeah, but why are you sitting here? Why don't you just go to a movie or something?
Alone?
Yeah, why not?
What if I choke on my popcorn? Who will administer the Heimlich maneuver?
Okay, well, I have a date, too, so I'll see ya.
Everybody has a date. Even you, Mario, going after Princess Peach. And what am I doing? I'm just enabling you.
Hi, Chris.
Ah, hi. God, I'm not ready for this. I'm a little sick this week. What is this, talk radio 135?
Probably. Yes, sure.
135?
Yeah. I CMS'd 134, so I should
die. Oh, man. CMSing 135 is going to be the tits.
Not for me. I'm going to be at the DMV.
Damn it! You don't
That's
have a car.
Exciting.
I need to get a California ID.
Yeah, I just got one, too. I did. Yeah,
video games.
Only took video games. Talk radio 135. We got lots of video games to talk about. I'm Chris Antista.
I'm Michael Raparez.
I'm Scott Butterworth.
I'm Henry Gilbert.
Henry Gilbert.
You know,
and
special
Scott
guest should go last. Scott.
Yeah, that's probably. Okay. Well,
let's do it again. Let's start over.
I'm Henry Gilbert.
I'm Scott Butterworth.
I'm Chris Antista.
I'm Michael Raparez.
Yay, look at that.
Again, Scott, you went everybody. Second. You shouldn't have done that.
Scott Butterworth. Scott, what publication are you an illustrious member of?
I work for PlayStation, the official magazine.
Official people, you hear that?
Very official. Yep. The most official.
Or as people like to abbreviate it, OPM, because they're stupid.
Yep.
Or OPM. OPSM.
Or I like POTUM.
POTUM.
Sounds like POTUS.
Sure.
We generally prefer P-TOM.
P-TOM.
Yeah, we generally go with P-TOM, but yeah. It also doesn't matter. So. Whatever you prefer, you know.
A PlayStation, Nintendo Entertainment System.
I'm like that teacher in high school. Sounds like cool. You can just call me whatever. It's fine.
Sounds like a spitting sound effect from a French comic. P-TOM.
We got so much crap to do this week, sort of.
Boy, do we.
Been really busy and really sick and... Yeah,
you're a sicko this week.
Elson's out looking at the 3DS, but he did send along some messages. This is about 3DS. We'll get to those. Hank will fill us in on everything we need to know. He's wearing a Mario shirt.
Yep.
To give him the power he needs to get through the 3DS announcements. We have top 7 as usual. Mm-hmm. And Scott is going to tell us what's coming up in the next 4 issues of official Xbox Magazine.
I don't give away
because
ending,
he's trying
though.
To destroy them.
I can't wait to know what their next
spoiler
covers
alert,
are.
Voldemort dies.
Oh no.
Yeah, I can't
Voldemort kills Snape.
Oh, I'm page 66.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Right.
Top 7.
We're out of jokes. We're already out of jokes.
God, I feel so fucking snotty. See that YouTube video of me using the neti pot?
You're like a British punk.
It's pretty gross.
I know.
Girlfriend wanted to film it because it's just this huge. But it's like totally clear snot. It's clear snot. It looks just like rubber cement.
Did you tell her don't film this? That would be the act of somebody stupid and fat.
No. I can't even get into that kind of stuff. Oh, some things have made me so mad today.
It'll be like the Chris Antista sex tape. It'll just be his nose.
Oof.
Ugh. I was thinking about getting a smaller nose tattooed on my nose.
Maybe that'll fool people. Huh?
Yeah, that'll work. Well, we can do the top 7. Top 7 was an interesting one. I feel like I want to.
Oh, helicopters!
Helicopters, badass helicopter fights.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, Michael can see it right now. So I'm going to need him. It hurts to talk a little bit. I remember posing my stupid Christian grandma. Please don't tweet her and tell her I said that. But impressing her, like what if?
Wait, hang on. Does your grandma really have a Twitter account?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. It links to her porn site.
Oh, perfect.
And it...
Oh, that's her!
It is.
I didn't...
Christian grandma.porn.
Yeah, she just like these two little beady eyes popping up from a mound of flesh.
All right, but what did she say?
I said...
Grandma, helicopter has hell in it. What if we call it heavenicopters?
And she thought it was the best idea and wrote it down and brought it to the fucking church. And they even mentioned it on stage. And like everybody laughed and I didn't know why. I didn't...
Heavenicopters. It's a stupid fucking
The innocence of children, huh?
Here's my plan. Heavenicopters! What? This is heaven!
Okay, helicopters.
Church people are like Kotaku. It's like, oh man, there's a God-shaped cake here. Yeah. Somebody mentioned God outside of religious life. Yes. We should write something about it.
I found Jesus's hat on my bugle. Call the press.
Yeah. So anyway, number 7 is Grand Theft Auto 3.
I need the sound. There it is. And Michael.
Why?
Is it... Numbers. All right, I'm just abusing myself. I don't want to talk a lot.
You want to talk
abusing.
As little as possible.
It's the chopper battle from the very end, even though there are other chopper battles before it. I think. I seem to remember blowing a lot of cop choppers out of the air. But,
cop chopper. This fall.
I don't remember.
Watch out for that cop chopper.
Cop chopper. I don't remember this because I... GTA 4 was the first GTA I ever finished.
It's at the very end, so, you know, if you haven't played this 10-year-old game, spoilers. it's when Catalina, the main character's ex-girlfriend who set him up and is this really abrasive villain, is trying to escape in a helicopter.
Well,
a bazooka.
I got news for you. Shooting you will be a pleasure, but dating you was only business. You are muy pequeñito, amigo.
I believe you called her an enchantress in another article. No. Or,
no? No.
She and the annoying female.
Yeah. She's super annoying. And she comes back in San Andreas and she's even more annoying.
Oh, that's right.
That was a cool cameo.
Like,
I like that.
I just kind of equate being with her to it's like rubbing sandpaper on your nipples or something. It's just a horrifying experience.
That's also on Chris's grandma's website. Actually.
Yes, actually.
So she flies a helicopter and shoots at you?
She tries to escape in a helicopter, mm-hmm. and you get a bazooka and you shoot her helicopter down.
It's like Bionic Commando. She actually is a helicopter.
I was hoping she'd have a last line, but true to the realism of the situation, you're shooting a helicopter from 100 feet away. She doesn't have a last line. This is the closest thing she has to a last line.
You have been a busy boy, but you haven't learned. I'm not to be trusted. Kill the idiot.
Run away, Cubition.
I probably should have included that in worst accents.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
It's a little bit of French, a little bit of Cholo.
You have been a busy boy.
You have... What's this all about, man? man. Catalina helicopters. Hank, you're going to have to step in on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Number six. Is Dead Rising 2.
Yeah, I think I am the only person in here who's finished Dead Rising.
Maybe Scotty. I did as well.
Okay.
I love Dead Rising, both 1 and 2.
I liked Dead Rising 2. Did not love it.
That means you're wrong to love it, Scott.
It's true. So, yeah, that helicopter fight, it was a surprise when it happened, and I wasn't really sure how to handle it until they make it pretty obvious you have to, like, get it. You have to basically lasso the helicopter.
With a crane or something?
Yeah, and then just... hit it with anything.
He throw stuff into its blades.
Yeah, well, you can
cool.
just hit whatever.
Duh.
You can hit it anywhere, though.
Okay.
You can just shoot it with your bullets all day long, or just run up with your bat with the nails in it and
looking,
hit it with that.
Looking at YouTube clips, I kept trying to find voice clips, and every YouTube clip is different. The guy's in a top hat and a tuxedo, or in his underwear and a John 3:16 wig.
I kept my guy in his IGAC throughout the whole time because I like that look. Though by the end of the game, I did give him a coonskin cap and hipster glasses.
A what?
Coonskin is
Henry.
No,
all right, I'm gonna hit the racism button. Time out. Time out.
I immediately put him in hot pants and Daisy Dukes and ladies bonnet, and he's been in that pretty much the entire game.
I wanted to give him some more respect. I didn't want it to turn into a giant joke.
But I'm with you on that. I sort of respect the design.
Yeah, it's a nice
somebody
design.
Chose. It's not a bad design. Yeah. He's
also part of the design is that they introduced all these ridiculous clothes you can put on.
Yeah.
You know? But when you think of CJ from San Andreas, you think of a dude in a wife beater.
Yeah, but
not
I
a
never
fatty boombaladdy in a clown suit.
That's true. Yeah. But how many people play with the generic John Shepard in Mass Effect? I think a lot of people
do
like customizing. All right, fine.
I want him to look like the guy on the cover.
I actually forget about that because I do forget that you can customize that in Mass Effect.
Am I the only person who played with a custom? Am I completely
I don't. I've started the game twice. I don't fuck with it at all. I want to be that Shepard.
I have a custom Shepard who looks almost exactly like Jodie Foster.
Wow.
Yeah, and playing as CJ, I tried to stay in character. I always had him with something green for the, what was it, the family.
Ireland.
Gang. And,
yeah. Oh, God. Yeah,
then,
what was the name?
Just always tried to dress him in, like, the best clothes I could find.
but always green.
Yeah.
I respect that. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Although I will say that the thing that I love about Dead Rising, the reason that game is funny is because it takes itself very seriously, but allows you to create the comedy. Like, if you just follow the story, I mean, it's really ridiculous.
The psycho battles are pretty silly.
But the real comedy comes from watching a dude in a top hat and Daisy Dukes fight those guys. I think that's...
Or run into them with an electrified...
Exactly. So you kind of make your own comedy, and I think that works really well.
Yeah. Yeah. I played it pretty serious.
I got a sound effect.
I was a method actor.
A method gamer. Yeah. Video games.
Anyway, the helicopter fighting him was neat.
I got.
Hey, boss. Not possible. Not gonna happen.
Oh, that guy's a
dick. We're taking off. Now.
Whoosh.
What's his name? TJ?
TK?
TK. Ah. Yeah.
Team Killer.
That guy's a jerk. Spoilers, but...
What? Yeah. Spoilers, TK's a dick.
Yeah, he even saved his life, and then he fucking fucks you over again, man.
Did you get the S ending?
Hells yeah.
All right. Oh, I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't played it.
That's good, right?
Yeah,
that's,
yes. Yeah. I wanted to see the whole thing, man.
Is that what a Japanese report card looks like for an honor student?
I guess so. I don't know.
S rank in algebra.
Yes. I don't know why in their school...
Island spelling.
I don't know why in their school they would use the Arabic alphabet anyway for their scoring. Okay.
My son is a double S student. All the way. Fine. Number one, five.
Double S all the way across the sky.
He is the worst score.
Number dated five internet is reference.
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I knew somehow you were going to say the whole title, even though I never used the first
words.
Well,
actually, it's X-Men Origins Wolverine Uncaged Edition.
So for you, it's just Auto 3?
It's Wolverine, or the game that wouldn't allow me to finish it.
What?
They just came apart, you know, when you have to do your grapple move and, like, jump.
Oh, there was. Yeah.
It brought people over the house, restarted it. It just won't connect. It won't allow me to make the prompt doesn't come up.
I finished it and I had a good time.
There was no reason I wouldn't.
I'm not saying,
it's so easy.
You know, I'm just saying it wasn't broken for me.
I see, Bob.
And this bit was actually fairly early in the game with the helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I got a little clip. It doesn't come across very well.
I just love how the... I love how it turns red.
So this is one of the bits, like, I played the Wolverine game before I went and saw the shitty movie, and the whole time I was just
so
kind of thinking, like,
here.
Why isn't this gorier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. An R-rated game for a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, you just, for those of you who couldn't see that sound effect just now, Wolverine jumps onto the front of a helicopter, smashes through the windshield, grabs the pilot, and shoves him headfirst into the rotors.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a visceral thing where you're like, you have to keep pressing the button for him to punch through the glass first, then to grab the guy, and then throw his head into the helicopter blades.
Which then turn red.
And there's a lengthier helicopter fight a little later on when you're escaping Alkali Lake. Well, that's at night, and the helicopter kind of hunts you down in a more gamey kind of way.
Yeah.
I prefer the first one in the daylight.
Yeah.
I prefer the one in the movie that explodes twice.
Yes! That's, of course, why they had the helicopter. That was the best thing about that. The game was that it took things in the movie that were done half-assed, and then they did it all the way.
I think I'm ready to watch that movie again. I think it's
ironically or unironically?
I think it's ready to be embraced as the just horrible, just this beautiful...
Neo-sincere?
I'm not totally on the neo-sincere thing, but... It is sort of a symphony when something that beautiful comes together sort of accidentally.
Right.
Like, nobody intentionally made a movie that bad.
Yeah.
They
just they just didn't care to try harder.
No, they had like 9 screenwriters during the writer's strike and like to force something out, and Hugh Jackman's in it because he's making like all this other money on the other end.
Oh, yeah.
It basically killed the X-Men franchise.
Well, now I'm looking forward to Darren Aronofsky's, not David Fincher, Darren Aronofsky's Wolverine movie, which won't have to deal with the dumb. It won't deal with a story we already saw in X-Men 2.
Yes.
It will instead be Wolverine killing ninjas in Japan, which is fucking cool in the comics, and I think Aronofsky can do it well.
There's talks of him going to Batman next. Aronofsky.
That could work.
Yeah, I think very well.
There was talk of him doing Batman Begins before
The Pitcher, Dark Swan.
Before Bale got
Are we going to talk about Anne Hathaway and Bane and Catwoman?
You know,
and
say
all
that? We'll have a minor comic segment, I'm guessing.
Yeah, all right.
a minor.
I'm sure we all have thoughts on that.
We can move on.
Yeah, we're still there we go.
I didn't capture sound of this because I found it boring. Modern Warfare, apparently helicopter crashes. Yes.
Yeah, it's not a list without Modern Warfare on it.
Guy threw the windshield of his helicopter, and somehow there's a Terminator involved in this.
That SAS guys are really tough, and though that mainly there's a glitch that makes it, or just poor programming that makes a guy who got his leg broken then able to run away.
Yeah. there's an image at the end of this entry, which is a Terminator, and until I actually read through it, I thought that it was wearing like a long-haired blonde wig.
Yeah, I know. It's so.
I'm just now realizing that it's a ghillie cap.
Yeah, you have to follow down a long road to understand what that image is referring to.
The punchline is almost worth the journey, though.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I just would like... I've never heard the word ghillie cap. Thank you, Michael.
No.
No? No? You tell me when you want one, okay?
See? Do I get a sound effect? Am I not?
God,
I don't think I'm on enough.
Effect. I'm going to work on finding a sound effect for you.
All right.
As we move into number three. Because number two, I don't have shit.
What's number three?
Number three is Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah,
this is the first one I thought of when I heard of helicopter fights. This is most memorable for me.
Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, for me, the Twin Snakes one has just completely overshadowed the original in my mind. And all I can think of is Solid Snakes jumping off of a flying missile. Like just stepping on it and using that to do a huge backflip into the air.
Does that happen?
With the rocket launcher
that happens.
Yeah.
Well, because
he's hanging upside down in midair, he fires it with perfect accuracy.
Yeah, he's on fire. He actually knits his own guitar.
Yep.
It's because Kojima and friends saw The Matrix beforehand.
Oh,
that was like wanted.
Ridiculous.
The cutscenes that were directed by, was it like Ryuhei Kitamura?
The director of Versus.
Yeah. And it was just like they were just insanely over the top, and that was actually one of the worst things in the game.
Yeah, I know. It was
somehow
so
just
silly.
Overshadowed my memory of the entire event.
Well, because you see them act like Snake's not supposed to be a super duper action star. Like he's supposed to be kind of grounded, and he doesn't have crazy movements in the game, and then you go to a cutscene where like he fights ninja for like 5 minutes straight and does these insane jumps and dives. I barely remember this one.
I'll tell you my favorite. It was the discovery of the first time you use stinger missiles, which you can the first person stinger missiles, which are fucking awesome.
Yeah, those were pretty cool.
Yeah. And cool my favorite thing about it, I didn't realize in the beginning that I wanted this from all the helicopter fights, is that the person in the helicopter you can hear audibly react to the missiles hitting it. Love that. He's hundreds of feet away. This is him. He's getting close. I think he's speaking into an intercom or something like that.
And when you say he's not supposed to be like a Superman, like they even say at the end of the game, he's like the inferior of the two clones.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because, you know, you got Liquid Snake, the Aryan Superman, saying, "You're the one who took all the good genetic material. I'm the Danny DeVito to your Arnold Schwarzenegger."
Always been fond of that metaphor. Number two is the Halfest Life.
I like that one. It's definitely a very memorable.
It's a great scene. I remember this.
Well, because it builds for a long time. You're just vexed by that helicopter for so long that it's really frustrating when you finally get to fight him. And also, like, I don't know, it was the first real like boss battle in Half-Life 2 as well.
It's like the second level. It's not a boat. What would you call it?
It's like a little jet sled thing. Like
it's a water zeppelin.
Yeah, water. It's a water ski. A jet ski.
It's not a jet ski.
It's like one of those things you see people tooling around in the
pontoon boats
on.
In Florida. Yes, yeah. So many of my friends have retired their guitars and bought boats like that to go fishing. It's fucking depressing.
I'm sorry. That's when you get that's the early 30s for you.
Horrible. Married soon, Jesus. There's that. The sound effects weren't interesting because nothing Gordon Freeman said was funny.
Yeah, that guy.
Not even And that wasn't funny.
That,
shut
was,
up.
That was like a really bad attempt at a joke.
Yeah.
Not what you just said, but that line.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was just really poorly timed silence. And like, you know, when Alex said that thing afterward and he responded with silence, it's like you could tell he was really kind of going for something funny, but it was just so clumsily written. And I gave Newell's fat.
And
It was getting ridiculous in Half-Life 2. I think it'd be funny if in Half-Life 3 he just starts talking all the time and they pretend like he always talked. Like, I think that would be pretty funny.
Scott, I'm gonna try out a sound effect on you. You tell me how it fits, alright?
Alright.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Scott Butterworth, PlayStation Magazine.
That sounded insulting. We'll try it again later. I was hoping it was just the import. Instead, I got a lot of other crap. I'm digging deep into these files.
All right. Well, don't stress too hard. I know you're sick.
Well,
introduce yourself one more time.
Hi, I'm Scott Butterworth with PlayStation Division Magazine.
It's been a while since the old woman crying.
It fits, though, I think.
This is going to be an ongoing process. This is the best reason you have to stay tuned. None of this 3DS Square Enix announcement bullshit. Scotty Butterworth sound effects. Number Wayne.
Uncharted 2.
Uncharted 2.
Yeah. Hi. I see it's a pretty cool.
I didn't try my nasal passage.
I watched the video on the thing, and it reminded me of how cool it is.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I forgot. It also reminded me like why Uncharted 3 is my second most looked forward to game of the year.
Well, don't leave us hanging. What's your first?
Well, it's Arkham City. Number one.
Of course.
Uncharted and then Last Guardian. Last Guardian would actually be number one if I believed it would come out this year, but I do not.
I got to stick with Last Guardian.
Doubting Thomas.
That's cool.
It's not coming out this year.
It's not coming out.
Probably not.
Oh, man. Yeah, I say late. The game that was awesome and is going to get more money put into it, I wonder if it'll be good.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like if Last Guardian came out in the holidays, it would be directly in competition with Uncharted 3, which...
That's a good point.
I
don't
see Sony doing that.
I love the clip of this just because you saw the video, like rewatching the video of how this occurs. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Oh God, be careful.
He's climbing.
Oh, I know, it just fucking the show's up. I love it.
The whole thing collapses underneath you.
Because it's designed to look like, obviously know which way I'm supposed to go.
It's part of the camera work, which casually swings around like, yeah, you're just going to go that way for a little. Shh, don't worry. No, don't worry, Drake. Don't worry.
My God. You're just going to walk across this thing, and then she'll follow you. Mm-hmm. This will just be boring. Oh, shit.
Where are my explosions? God.
Kaboom.
Fuck this all up.
That was Brad laughing at you.
We can make boom noises if you want.
We might have to.
Kapowie.
Boom.
Boom.
Explosion.
Bash. Snow. Yes, I'm liking it all.
This is a helicopter blowing up.
Elstig! He's never sitting here again. I wasn't even drunk last week. Why didn't I let him do this?
I was kind of drunk last week.
Oh, yeah.
Not like the week before. Not like the week before.
Three beers.
Because he knew he wouldn't be here this week.
Three beers in this.
That Johnny Walker.
He's laughing at himself.
We still have some of that, don't we?
We do.
It's probably all cork flavored by now.
Hey, you know, that would be good.
My favorite flavor.
Let me get back.
Super. That's the end of the top seven.
I'm sorry if it's a little short this week.
Can we close the big joke?
We didn't go on nearly enough tangents this week.
Scott?
Nope.
Well, those helicopters are cool. Well,
no, that was the joke.
I wanted to say one thing about helicopters, though.
Please.
Yeah, you played, Michael,
Ninja
you
Blade.
Played, no, you I played know. 50 Cent, yes. Blood Sand. In the Sand. Don't you destroy quite a lot of helicopters in that? Like,
probably.
It?
You I do. Haven't played it for years.
I remember
it's famous for how many helicopters, like how much he hates helicopters.
Oh,
in
damn.
That and Where My Skull, I think, are the two most memorable features of that game.
Well, I like that there was a swear button in the game, too.
That's true. There was, essentially.
Yeah. What was this?
And you may not buy more swears at the upgrade station.
Wait, could you? I don't remember that part.
Sound familiar.
Yeah.
I hope that's
Well, anyway, true. We should move on.
Search for Scott sound effect continues.
The search for Scott.
The search for Scott.
The journey continues.
This is Scott Trek Part 3. no one's going to love that joke.
Scott's track.
If I could hit my fucking drum button, I would. But I can't.
Ba-dump, bump, ding!
There you go. Thank you for helping me, buddy.
We'll all be Michael Winslow this week.
This week, all manual
Scott
sound
Butterworth.
Dude. Impotent sound effect.
Hi, this is Ryan McCaffrey from the official Xbox Magazine's KOXM Radio. You're listening to Talk Radar.
Hey!
Yes?
You look like a real asshole!
Well, I am an extremely serious gamer.
He's completely devoid of humor.
So what you doing?
Well, my level 80 guild and I were running off to complain about the journalistic credibility of Ars Technica's Naruto review on NeoGAF.
Wrong, dick! You're listening to Talk Radar! Oh, I'm sorry! You thought you were funny? Well, guess the fuck what?
Amend your fucking review, shit dick. I swear to fucking Christ, I'll jump into that goddamn internet and kick you in the fucking throat.
We ain't no fucking magazine, we got the F word!
Fuck you, I thought it was funny.
Fuck you!
No, you two, separate.
That's fucking... Definitely. We got hour-long stories about shitting!
Came out like a baby elephant. Didn't hurt a bit.
Talk right on with the house that Abe Lincoln's bonus built!
Call it the, kid fucker's hoagie.
Totally awesome!
Talk Radar, bitches.
All of a sudden, I could feel 100% evil come over me.
Whoopee! I'm going to GamesRadar.com, the official website of the internet.
Can you dig it?
Segment 2.
Woo! Yay!
Beware of a new sponsorship. Jess.
No.
I can see it off in the distance.
Are you going to read a thing right now?
Not right now. I don't even know if this is finalized.
This is a teaser for an advertisement.
Wow. We are sad. But in lieu of any other great big game news, and that's sort of selling it short, because we usually do new releases right now, but Mass Effect 2 PS3, I'm sure, big news for PS3 owners.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah. Was there something new or different in the PS3 version?
The main thing that's new that 360 owners or players will not have seen is the motion comic at the beginning
Genesis?
Of the game. Genesis?
It explains number one.
I don't know.
360 owners got to play.
Decisions. Yeah, basically you make the high level decisions from the previous game, and then does impact the world.
That's what I'm going to play then.
Yeah, if you've never played Mass Effect 1 and you don't feel like slogging through what is arguably the worst of the two games, then it almost makes more sense to start on Mass Effect 2 on the PS3.
I actually turned on Mass Effect 1 recently because I never beat it. I got like 6 hours in and then didn't finish it.
No
cheapos. I want to play Mass Effect 2, but I don't want to go in without beating one.
Then you need a copy for the PS3.
Mm. No achievements. No doing it.
Boo-hoo.
Fuck 'em. Let it go.
Also,
hey, let it go.
No, yeah. Also because I already, when they were on sale,
Batman
I already...
5273 is beating you and always will be.
Let me explain. I also already downloaded the DLC when it was on sale 3 weeks ago. So,
well, if you DLC is already on the disc.
Yeah, so you'll be spending the same money.
I already own Mass Effect.
No,
2.
You're wrong.
I already own Mass Effect 2 and all the DLC. There's no reason to buy PS3 at this point.
In other words,
build up your trophies.
In other words, yeah. Chivos. There's no reason to buy blank.
Henry, didn't you threaten to buy a Windows phone just because it...
Well, I've been playing on a review model of Windows Phone 7, and now I have closed the gap of about 1,000 points between me and Fran. Now she's only 1,000
ahead. Fran Reyes, editor-in-chief of Oaks.
The thing is that Fran doesn't even know she's competing with you.
No, she does.
She's not even trying. She's just going to beat you.
I'm not saying she isn't trying, but she does know about it. Yeah, I know.
She knows. Although, I think she thinks it's cute. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I hope he wins, and then she just
Having at one point in my life worked for OXM, though, the bummer thing is getting a bunch of achievements on a debug copy of a game, because you end up playing debug versions a lot, so you're like, oh man, I got like 560 gamers score on an account that no one will ever see.
That's what I've been doing in Dead Space 2, and it's been bothering me.
Well, Dead Space 2 is one of those games you could probably play again. Like,
no, I am 100% going to play through it again on hard difficulty on my own system.
Unlock Impossible?
I'm excited with
it. Well, it's called Hardcore this time.
Oh, I see.
Oh, maybe I broke an embargo saying that.
I think you might have. We'll get ready because we're going to break.
You're
going to
hear about
embargoes.
That next week.
Spoiler alert:
guys, I may be on the podcast next week talking about Dead Space 2,
or
you could just talk about my review on it next week, whatever, because it'll be live by then.
You want to talk about my review right now? We can just
no.
I don't want to. Did you like the first one?
I did, actually. I gave the first one an 8. I gave the second one a 9.
Okay.
Just
you can say what you gave it?
Yeah. Well, it's right. Out.
That was in our previous issue. Yeah.
Okay.
We just shipped an issue last Friday, but my Dead Space review is actually
LA
issue
Noir,
before that, which is currently on newsstands.
That's the LA Noir cover that just got
out. Oh, yeah. That's super nice.
Yeah, if you see P-Tom LA Noir cover on newsstands.
I really like that cover.
Dead Space reviews in there. Yeah, it's a very pretty cover.
And it got blogged by the PlayStation blog, didn't it?
It did.
By Gary.
First video game magazine to feature Ken Cosgrove on the cover.
I think so. I think it's a first.
That's almost certainly true.
Ken Cosgrove.
But so, all right.
Did you know he got an article published in The Atlantic?
Did he?
Yes. Yes, he did.
So Mass Effect 2, what else?
Mass Effect 2. Well,
I heard his friend could only
I did
voice
not
life.
Mean to sell this short, Little Big Planet 2.
Well, but we've talked it to death
just
like 2 weeks
our
in a row.
Our
embargo
was up a couple. Like,
yeah, so it's like we talked about it when the review came out.
Mikey likes it.
It's great.
I like it a lot.
I think the collector's edition looks kind of neat.
I was reading Jim Sterling's review today because I, out of curiosity, I went to Metacritic and just looked at what the lowest review was. And of course, it's Jim Sterling with 75 or 7.5.
He's either the lowest or the highest.
Yeah. He did make an interesting point that it doesn't really improve. It just kind of adds on. Like, the core game is pretty much the same. It's just that there's a ton of new toys to play around with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he came down hard on it because of that, because it's like, at its core, Little Big Planet was never that interesting a game. And he also says, like, it's a really excellent way to make really substandard levels.
Mm.
That it's like, you know, the levels can be great, but even the best levels will never be as good as something that's, like, just in a regular retail game.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's sort of missing the point, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, because the fun is in creating.
The fun is in creating and in seeing what other people have created.
Yeah.
You're sampling other players' creativity.
Yeah.
And,
I think it's just you have to view it as a different kind of experience.
I think those are valid points. But
that's true.
I think
I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
He had a much different reaction to them than I did. Because I think it's like, well, the possibilities that it unlocks are so huge that all that shit is kind of insignificant.
I'm with you. I think it's great.
It did never. I'm not all the way on Elston's cynical side. But it didn't grab me as much as I was infatuated with the idea. I love the idea and the principle behind Little Big Planet 2 that they said they'd never make. But, well.
Promises.
Yeah, I know. No one's pulled those out yet. All those Media Molecule. That would defeat the purpose to make a sequel.
Well, people like Media Molecule too. Maybe they also said they kind of already called them on that when they made the PSP version.
Yeah. You know. Whatever. It's just that ultimately what the game you're playing within these levels that other people create. I don't know. I don't want to play that game. I don't want to play your levels.
The appeal to me is that people are creating different kinds of games.
Yeah,
like it's no longer restricted to the side-scrolling, kind of floaty, atrocious physics platformer.
And the jet thing we played in the FAP was like unbelievable. Like, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, to me that's, I mean, just the sort of the wonder of that, wow, this sounds so dramatic, but just stuff like that, experiencing, you know, like you had no idea something like that could even be created using these tools. It's just that is special enough to me.
There's probably good, but it's like before when we had mod tools for other things, it was all in like Quake, which Quake stands on its own, and Half-Life stands on its own, and I don't think Little Big Planet stands as strong on its own as a game.
I think if you just strip it down to the single player or the campaign, rather, I know a lot of people have kind of complained about it, saying that it doesn't really scratch the surface of what's possible in the game, and it feels like a tutorial for the create mode.
Yeah.
Which, again, those are valid criticisms, but it does feel more like a game than the first ones did. Like,
yeah, there's more of a story to it.
Yeah, the first one just kind of felt like these are the best possible levels it is possible to create in the create mode. And then
Little
Big Planet 2 just kind of felt more like like a game. Like, here's a story, here's characters, here's interesting levels, here's really nice graphics, here's grappling hooks and shit.
They included shit this time?
They did.
Yeah, shit.
And crap.
You can make shit from the shit material.
The shit material.
I think it's called holographic in the game, but you know.
Scotty, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Scott Butterworth, who plays in the Visual Magazine.
This doesn't work either, man. This is
I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
What are you trying to do?
One of the things, I can't save this for last, but Mind Jack, like, what the fuck is Mind?
Mind Jack?
I'm on the AtGamer podcast.
Do you want to know what Mind Jack is?
It's a Square Enix first-person shooter where you take over the minds of people, which for some reason I just can't stop thinking of, like, Abe's Odyssey.
Oh, that's an interesting comparison. Actually, I hadn't thought of that, but kind of.
Just kind of assumed it was like PsyOps.
I thought it starred Emilio Estevez and Mick Jagger. And I was totally wrong, because nobody remembers Free Jack. Even Henry's laughing.
No.
Nope, not at all.
I've never seen that.
I remember seeing ads for it in comic books, and that's about it.
I can usually back you up on this.
That joke didn't work on the other podcast I was on either. AtGamer.
Listen to that one if you want to hear Chris.
Yeah. When I'm a little less sick, but Mind Jack is out. Not a lot of reviews, only IGN, and they did not think too highly of it. I don't think we got a copy. But this is what I'm curious about. Also, all these are all reasons you'll want to... I'll get to this, why you should stay tuned for game deals. Plants vs. Zombies DS.
Yeah.
Perfect. Like, yep. I would love... I don't know anything else about it, but I would love to see how that plays on the DS, and if it's a full-fledged game. I've only played the iPhone version to death.
I kind of feel like it would be a step back from the iPhone version.
Why do you think that?
It's just because it's smaller screens, and you're basically... It's a similar interface with the touch screen. I don't really see what the appeal would be.
Well, the iPhone game didn't have a lot of features that the PC version did. So to see... I would kind of like to get another version of that game, be it on... Xbox Live, stay tuned for Game Deals. Or the DS. It seems like a perfect DS game.
Yeah, and I know they added some new mini games to it and stuff.
Those are always awesome.
That could be cool.
Yeah. Did you get to play those move levels in Little Big Planet 2?
There aren't move levels in Little Big Planet 2.
No?
There is Sackboy's Prehistoric Moves, which is a PSN add-on which comes on the disc, and that inclusion lets them put the move logo on the front of the package.
Wow.
I read about that.
They're saying that there will probably be move-enabled levels later on.
That was the only thing Move had with me.
And there was one commenter under the review who was like, "Hey, do so include move support, dummies. That you just paint levels like in Beat Sketcher." And it's like, I tried to hook up a Move controller. It wouldn't even recognize it. Like, it was obviously connected to the PS3, but Little Big Planet 2 did not know what it was. Jeez. So if you know something I don't, please enlighten me.
Well, I think our commenters are always ready to tell us that we know that they know something we don't.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, hey, Scott, speaking of Move...
Well, to be fair, we are idiots.
That's true.
Scott, speaking of Move...
We are pretty stupid.
What is Dead Space Extraction like with the Move? Did you play around with that any?
A little bit. I mean, it's the same kind of mediocre game. I mean, sorry, guys, but it's just not a great game, Move controls or not. It doesn't save. I don't know.
I think some of that was reflective of the times and the console it was on. Like, I can't really see it being wowed on.
It looked really good on the Wii.
It did.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I imagine it's lost a little bit of its luster. Yeah. On rail shooter. I think you said the story he found very important.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, the story is actually pretty interesting.
The story he likes, but I don't think it is that important.
It's still an on rail shooter with, like, mediocre graphics, and it's. I mean, it's not bad. It's hard to complain about something free. I mean, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, right? Yeah. But, you know, after having played through Dead Space 2 and then be like, oh, well, I'll check out this extra thing. It's just like,
well,
wow.
It's not Dead Space 2 again.
It's quote-unquote free because it comes with the limited edition only, not with the regular edition on the PS3.
Let me ask you this. As a gentleman of print, did it get a sidebar?
Yes, it did.
Okay, that means it's all right. That means it's all right.
Well, I did have sidebars to fill. I had to do it with something.
Gotta fill space.
I'm going to blow this right now.
Gotta fill that dead space. Yeah! Woo!
I'm
on fire today.
I'm going to blow this because I want to get into less important stuff, but this was revealed this week. I didn't bother writing an article about it because, like, no, that's too old, and the UK did today. I'm like, man, I wanted to write this. The Sonic Pakistani Happy Meal commercial is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'll take a Happy Meal cut. Or McDonald's is like a kid's life.
McDonald's is... I want to do my gong.
I think it says Sega Games line.
Yes. I want to do my gong so bad, but these are... Don't call them Pakis. Pakistani.
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 Or McDonald's is Sega Games line.
Tail Sucker.
Suck who?
Sonic Skateboard.
Sounded Jim Hagen.
And Amy Tennis.
Amy Tennis?
Green Buff Clover Cat.
Buff Clover Cat!
Shadow Basketball. Knuckles Baseball. G-Burger Pill Kalen. Who Halla Gula Machai?
These are all like little.
So I looked those up. Those came out in the US like in 2003, 2004. Yeah. And
they old.
Yeah, the I think some of the highlights for me were it's Rouge and Amy Tennis. And the guy says, like, Rogue and Amy Tennis.
It's Rogue Tennis!
And the version of Rouge the Bat in there, like, the artist clearly just saw the face of the character, and so just kind of extrapolated that the rest must be, like, a naked white mouse.
She don't look like that.
No, there's nothing bat-like about that. It just looks like a cartoon mouse.
It's glorious. It looks like the early generation of, like, Sega CD intros.
Yeah. And yeah, the Cream's Flower Catch for some reason sounds like Cuff...
Cream.
Puff Clobber Catch.
Clobber Catch.
Sonic Skateboard.
Seriously, that one sounds Jamaican.
Yeah, I know.
The ugliest Sonic the Hedgehog you've ever seen, just kind of clumsily drifting through posts on a street.
Pakistan, come for Bin Laden, stay for Sonic Toys.
Whack, super hot.
We don't know if he's still there. Who knows where he is?
He could be
right behind you!
Good save, Henry. Good save.
Are you trying to introduce him to some of Bin Laden character? Because I'd really like that.
Yeah.
What would he, I think he might sound a little something like this. Go ahead.
Ooh, I... Yeah, no, I can't.
Wow, Osama Bin Laden's really indecisive.
Oh, don't know what to do. Made one bad decision once.
My kidneys, ooh.
Meant to take
dialysis
down,
unit.
Didn't mean to take down two towers.
Cousin.
My bad.
I should call my old friend Donald Rumsfeld. Ooh.
Osama, how you doing? You want to go look at some titties?
Christ.
I forgot where we were. Oh,
apologies to anyone actually named Osama.
Yeah, yes. Or Usama.
You've probably had it pretty miserable for the last 10 years.
I don't know if this
grounds
for a jihad, but I'm pretty sure we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, probably. Thank
you. I'm sorry. Praise and peace be upon you.
I'm sorry we just stooped to morning radio antics.
The president... No, we didn't.
Hang on, you got a fart sound effect?
A little bit.
We're most of the way there.
Oh, is that the party van?
I already feel worse about myself. There we go. Now we're there. We've hit rock bottom. We found it.
Yeah.
And
any other games?
No.
Oh, shit.
Your eye was at the knee. Do you want to voice your frustration in the microphone? All right. There we go.
Fuck!
All right. There we go.
Ow! Michael Parr's now needs a reconstruction knee surgery.
Bang my knee sideways into the fucking pillar on this new table. Oh, my God.
The thesis was ooch.
It's probably called a leg, actually, but yeah,
this new table is
more accurate.
This new table is thrown.
You have to lower your chair all the way to get the chair underneath
Dick
it,
balls.
But then you can't reach this mic. Anyway.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right.
Anyway, we had a bunch of cool news this week. Square had a big announcement, Hank, right?
Yeah, a lot of big announcements.
Who care about the Square announcements?
I care.
I care big time.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 13 X2.
Yeah, as you remember, last week,
that's amazing.
Bigger tube.
Mm-hmm. Last week we
all
said
the
we
sword
wanted,
tube.
Last week in the top seven, we
More
said
pulse.
We wanted it announced, mm-hmm. and now it's announced.
There's a weird character in there. I don't know who that is.
It's I read. I think it was our old pal Christian Nod who said it on Twitter that mm-hmm. that new guy is the Sephiroth to Lightning's Cloud.
Huh. She didn't really have one of those.
Yeah.
She was really sort of inconsequential.
Now she's got a new big sword with feathers coming out of it.
This is true. And we're down a Vanille and a Fern.
Also, it totally makes sense that they'd make a 13 too. Like
I'm not against that.
Yeah, there were nearly enough costume changes in 13.
Yeah, that's true.
If people
or idol singers.
Or idol singers.
But Final Fantasy 10-2 fares pretty well in people's memories for whatever reason.
Yes.
Relatively.
It does. Yeah. It critically, it performed well. And I know it's... I thought it was a little silly because I got to it way late and like, why is Yuna Hannah Montana now? It doesn't make any sense. She was sending souls to their eternal resting spot and now she's singing Party USA. Didn't make any sense.
Well, the Britney song was on. So.
Didn't make any sense. But I mean, they are setting up universes and they... more often than not, it's the universe on the brink of destruction, and then they mm-hmm. save it. Some yeah. people sacrifice themselves.
It's usually how it goes.
And there's still another story, and sometimes I think they've established a strong enough universe to keep it going. And
sometimes mm-hmm. you just need to go on a road trip.
Sometimes.
Well, and sometimes you spend a lot of money creating an engine for 13, and you need to make some of that back.
I liked a lot about 13. Pulse was one of those things, but except that it wouldn't let me grind. Mm-hmm. I was not allowed to surpass a certain level. Like, you would just max out and just hold all your shit until it lets you open up another section of the spear grid when you got to a linear point in the story.
See, every word you just uttered makes me want to play right, the game less.
All right, yeah. All right. But what did they change G-Talk well, okay. to or Versus?
Well, all right. So, 13.2 got announced, and it's for the PS3 mm-hmm. and 360. And some people, probably right when it got announced, they're like, oh, does this mean Versus is dead and this is the replacement of Versus? But no, Square also premiered a new trailer for Versus, further trying to prove that this vaporware is alive. But
I'm sure it's alive.
It's been 4 years, 5 years now.
When I had to write about the Kingdom Hearts thing, I had to research, like, when can we do that? It's like, as soon as we're done with...
Yeah.
The team is all tied up in this, and they've been slowly trickling shit.
And I remember you said it does look like, from the gameplay footage, this was the first gameplay footage I think they've ever shown, it does look like a realer Kingdom Hearts, like it was like an action-y... The version, it's just a Kingdom Hearts kind of action-y role-playing engine. Mm-hmm. But it looked really good. It looked like it took place in a realer world than Final Fantasy XIII takes place in. Mm-hmm. So it looked good, and it's still a PS3 exclusive. And then
in Japan.
I think it's going to stay a PS3 exclusive.
You think so?
Now that they have 13.2 that's going to be on the 360, they're going to keep it.
Maybe.
And then meanwhile...
it's a PSP game.
What was formerly the last part of Fabula Nova Crystallis, Final Fantasy Agito 13, has now just become a Final Fantasy Type-O. And that's a PSP game.
Why are you boring me out of the store?
I'm sorry.
Did you quit it?
Well, anyway.
That's what Square Enix does. It doesn't know how else to do things.
And it's the first ever PSP game that's going to be on two UMDs. It's two got that much content.
Oh, why?
Cannot wait for the PSP phone. It's going to be fantastic.
What about PSP Go owners?
PSP Go owners?
They're going to be left behind.
You know what? You know what? Fuck him. Fuck him.
So that was all the Square news. Yeah. Oh, and they showed a new trailer for it to segue into our next news segment. They did show a newish trailer for for Kingdom Hearts 3D and its new
subtitle Dream Drop Distance.
3Ds. Get it?
It's such a cop out.
Well, it's a remake.
It's just another. There's a 3 in the name, and it's like, no, the 3D is for the D's in the subtitle.
And from the trailer, it looks like it's just more, just another rehashing of Kingdom Hearts 1. Like, how many times are they going to rehash that?
Well, Until they get tired of it.
They've had, like, one final mix, then a bunch of other games. Like, I think if you can give people enough incentive, maybe 3D's the thing, I don't know, to play Kingdom Hearts 1 again. I fired it up a while back. It still looks really good.
I'm just so tired of them rehashing history. I want them to make new history.
And I'm playing through Recoded.
Not until they remake Chain of Memories a few more times.
That was the thing. Like, I was so enjoying, like, one thing I think is cool about Dead Space 2 is that, like, I really like the first Dead Space. And then but they never made any new history. All the other Dead Space stuff that came out was just more prequels or things that happened like 5 hours before Isaac showed up on the Ishimura. So now that 2 actually has things that happen after that, it's just nice.
Playing Recoded, and that's part of it. It takes place after Kingdom Hearts.
Well...
And stars Sora, Mickey, Donald...
Well, wait a minute. They're reading a book about the things that happened in the other games.
Yeah, it's a total cop-out. Yeah. But I mean, seriously, after playing through both of those other games, like, to get back to characters I know and care about, it's a godsend. And Recoded is just... I didn't know it was so wacky. They have, like, every genre in the fucking book. Turn-based.
That's right. That's all over the place.
It's fucking crazy. Aerial levels. Combat, side-scrolling levels. Like, and then just before they wear out their welcome, they're over, and you can go back and beat your score. But whatever. I was having a good time with it.
All right. And then the other news.
Other. You need a drum roll, Hank?
Yeah.
It's on loop. Sorry.
Oh, the Nintendo 3DS got a dual press conference in America in Amsterdam this week.
Don't say it with such disdain.
Today, when we're recording this, it just happened. But yeah, they
Amsterdam.
So they announced, they finally announced the American and EU prices and launch date. The UK gets it in March 25th. We get it 2 days later on March 27th because Nintendo of America loves launching things on a Sunday. So
I think that just gives me more time to import it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then
Scotty, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Scott Butter with the PlayStation Official Magazine. It's getting there. It's getting there.
And so in America, it's $250, and in the UK, it's has no real suggested retail price. It's just whatever they want to charge.
It's just pound sign a lot.
Yeah. What retailers can set their own. Meaning, if there's a scarcity, then
that's kind of strange.
Yeah,
to me, as an American,
happens there more often than you think.
I noticed in our news story that it was listed as RRP 200.
Yeah,
what does that
retailers
mean?
But
retailers,
Rerepted.
The royal retailer's price,
yeah.
Her Majesty's
maybe
royal
recommended, because ours
retailer's
is MSRP.
Yeah, recommended retailer price. That's probably
Ours is manufacturer suggested retailer price.
You see, who's calling the shots there in the UK? Yeah. It's the retailers, not the.
You were just about to say the Reds. I heard it.
No.
Did you mean the communists, the Indians, or the Russians? Which one's Hank? Out with it.
Communists.
All right. I'm going to use Scott's sound effect again. Yeah, was that one good?
That's pretty good.
That good.
But anyway, I immediately pre-ordered mine on Amazon today.
Did you really?
Yep. Aqua Blue.
You hold the fuck on until they order, like, give you some incentive, like a. They're going to give you game credit eventually.
Nah, I want it day one-ish. Whenever they ship it here.
Sometimes I wonder who you're competing with on Amazon to own everything.
It's not like that. The 3DS is just super.
I know.
Cool.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
I just because I want a new DS.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to beat it up too much. But I was just wondering, like, that 3D, that's gonna suck. That's gonna be like worse than motion controls.
You never know. You don't know. I still want to see it in person.
Yeah, I do. Because I don't think the people who utilize it will have to spend more time doing that. And Nintendo has said itself, it's like, this isn't gonna make your game better. Like, you have to come up with a new kind of. But it's just
It is a pretty cool effect, though. Have you seen it close up?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Well, I think with the inclusion of the slider on it, though, which means, like, every game has to be able to be played in 2D
slider
as well.
Slider is nice, but what are they saying about what that does to the battery power?
Yeah, I know. The battery life is the thing that bothers me. They say it's 3 to 5 hours when playing 3DS games. Like, that's pretty... Nintendo usually prides themselves on battery life, especially, like, the battery life was how they beat everybody else in the Game Boy Wars. Yes. Was
And what's the recharge time?
About 3 hours.
Hours. That's bad.
Clearly, the system's horrible.
No, but my iPhone, I get mad. Oh, my battery ran out on the way to the airport, and then I plug it in the wall, and it's charged in 10 minutes. Having to wait 3 hours to charge it before I get on the plane, that's a no-go.
Well, and also, so the launch isn't awesome. It's the games that are
going to be launched.
I'm
excited about a lot of things.
Yeah, they say there's going to be 30 titles out by E3. 30-plus titles out, but the
Sonic
launch...
Skateboard.
No Sonic games, unfortunately.
Oh, sad.
Sega, the only Sega game I saw is Super Monkey Ball 3D.
What? A Monkey Ball game is launching a Nintendo system?
I know, it's crazy. Nintendo's big ones are Nintendogs plus Cats and...
they're really calling it.
And Pilot Wings Resort.
And I'm told,
what about Kid Icarus?
No, Kid Icarus should be a launch game, but it is not.
What about Ocarina or Mario?
Those are going to take some time, Michael.
I bet Ocarina looks done-ish. I bet it'll be out. I bet that's one that'll be out before E3. Kid Icarus, I doubt. Mario Kart, I bet that's their big November release. Paper Mario, I bet that'll be next year.
I'd be more curious to see what Brett has to say next week.
There's Fox 64 3D as well.
I think there's something very wrong about a Paper Mario game that's in 3D.
Yeah, it's so weird.
The whole thing, the conceit is like, it's all in 2D.
But I love
it. Even know the third dimension to them is like the fourth dimension to us.
Hey, man, y'all see Toy Story 3? Y'all see Tron Legacy?
Yes,
you see Avatar? Yeah. Describe to me the greatest 3D moment.
I don't know. In Avatar, when She touches that dumb plant that flies up into the air.
I would have accepted Giovanni Ribisi waking up Sam Worthington or possibly the computer screens.
See, for
but
me,
no,
it was
Hank,
that moment where the old guy with the laundry pole just kind of pokes it out at you before Jason kills
you.
Him.
Yes, you're thinking of Friday the 13th Part 3D.
I may be.
3D is not a part.
And it is when you're talking about Jaws.
Oh, God, that's a great
or
movie.
Or Wolfenstein or Duke Nukem.
I don't know why I haven't heard more people like, wait, what? Like 3D? That's stupid. It's not.
Nah, this is glasses free though. They can like, I don't know. I think Nintendo has they have ideas for it.
Well, the best thing I saw with, I mean, the demos are great, but and like one of those Phoenix Wright type games, the 2D games, like it was sort of compelling in Nintendogs.
Yeah,
throwing the ball, the dog coming up to the camera, and like doing all that shit.
You know, I also heard that like if your face is in front of the camera, the dog will recognize your face and then come up and lick your face.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say in response to, I think part of it might be the fact that it's a system built entirely around the idea of 3D rather than 3D sort of being tacked onto an existing
console.
Well,
but somebody could put out a game that's just, this is only a 2D game. Turn the slider down all the way.
3D.
But it's not difficult. It's not a process they have to shoot with two cameras.
Yeah.
And build into one like a movie. Like all games are 3D and can be presented in 3D with a little bit of work.
Yeah.
All 3D games. Shit, probably most 2D games can be offer different perspectives. So I don't really see like movies, I will not notice after 20 minutes.
That's maybe so.
I will end up, but I am happy that the guts are more robust.
Yeah,
in the virtual console.
That's why, though. Next week, everybody says they're going to announce the PSP2, and I bet it'll be stronger than the 3DS.
Yeah, maybe, but they're still going to be trying to make PS2 and PS3 games portable.
Yeah.
And
it'll be great, right?
No, I don't.
And it'll get hacked to shit.
I don't think anybody could have predicted that we didn't actually want that. That we didn't actually want to play a 60-hour game while we walked around and rode the bus and waited for lines.
When they announced the PSP and the 3DS in the same, like I think at the same E3, or they first showed them off, I was like, man, Nintendo is fucked. Sony's got the more powerful thing. All Nintendo's got is this dumb trick of two screens. Who cares? Look at Wipeout, man.
Yeah.
And then PSP had one of the best launches of all time. Fantastic. But then they had no games for the next 6 months, and then everybody learned they could hack it. And that's history for
me. And now I have to suffer for that. Firmware.
Yeah. So it's still, but it's technically, I don't want to say the PSP is a failure because it's.
Oh, but they're region locking the 3DS.
Yep. Yeah. Well, they haven't definitely said how region locked it's going to be. I think the most they've said is like some software will be region locked.
I didn't understand why they didn't initially. Was there a reasoning behind that?
I think they just couldn't do it before. I think just to save money, just so the Japanese DS they manufactured could be the same as the US DS and whatever.
That's cheap.
Well, I don't think they had region locking with like in any of the Game Boy models. Like it was the same.
Yeah, but the other Nintendos did.
Well, the home consoles had region locks. Yeah,
I can't speak for all the other ones, but like I don't know, it seems more versatile. Like in more people own a Game Boy than own a Super Nintendo.
Well, it was less region locking and more like we're just manufacturing our cartridges to different sizes for each territory.
Who would you prefer, Scotty? Do you like digital digital downloads or a cartridge or UMD?
I like having options, honestly. I think the best approach is to let people do what they want to do.
Yeah.
I think restricting people to say, no, you have to do it this way or have to do it that way, you're naturally going to alienate at least part of your customer base.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes more sense to offer as many options as is reasonably possible.
I like a physical product. I like something on my shelf. I like an instruction manual. I like a cover. Yeah.
To me, it depends on the product. There's some things I care about a lot more than other things.
No, absolutely.
Or like, oh, I definitely would love to own, you know, just having the box art, having the cartridge sit on my shelf, you know, that would, you know, sounds really appealing for games that I really care about. But if it's something that's like, it's cheap, I don't really care about it, I'm getting it late and whatever, I just kind of want to play it. So, yeah, I'll just download it and kind of forget about it.
To use the example of Patapon, they were like, it could be download only. I'm like, don't do that. I love the Patapon box art. Like,
yeah.
Don't make me not have Patapon on my shelves. And sure enough, even the digital download has a PSP box.
Yeah.
And which you can buy, and then there's a little download.
I actually didn't even realize that.
Mm-hmm. I saw, I could be totally wrong about that, but I definitely saw the box somewhere with nothing in it.
Well,
it sounds like every Christmas from my childhood.
Speaking of downloads, in the 3DS, like, the DSiWare games are going to be available, but if you bought DSiWare games, they're not going to transfer. Yep. Same as it's going to be with the Wii.
We talked about that before. Like, we did that virtual console FAP, and I was looking into like just how the Wii worked, and same thing. It's just locked to your console. There's no profile.
Yep.
It's not locked to your profile. You can't re-download shit. It's done. And if it breaks, you can send it into Nintendo, and they'll transfer it
for
you.
They'll do something, yeah. Now, they keep that secret sauce to themselves.
God forbid, yeah, God forbid you be able to transfer your own data.
Though, on the plus, showing Nintendo being slightly progressive, there's only now going to be a friend code for your system to exchange.
That's okay.
There won't be a friend code per game, so you only have to exchange friend code
once
for somebody.
Which is essentially a profile.
Yeah, pretty much, except a more... Yeah. Complicated one.
Well, it looks like a credit card number.
Hey, did you guys know the PlayStation Network is still free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. Nintendo is free.
Nintendo is
free too.
But how do you manage your friend code, Scott?
If I can talk about that shit for a second. That streaming service that came out on PS3 this week, Voodoo, fucking phenomenal.
It's pretty cool.
Has anybody seen that? It's beautiful.
I haven't tried.
Yeah, it actually works a lot better than Hulu, in my opinion.
It works better than Hulu, Netflix. You ready for this? Blu-ray. It looks better than any Blu-ray I've ever owned.
I don't know that I go that far, but it's pretty damn cool.
It looks better than any Blu-ray I've ever seen. Huh. The HDX compression, it's like their own compression technology. It's 5.1 stereo. It's 3D capable, and you can just download the app. There's a free rental. You can watch a 3D movie right now.
Yeah.
Streaming
on PS3. You will be
impressed. And 5.1 sound. It was fucking incredible. I couldn't believe it. You can just watch. I was just watching trailers.
Yeah, like, I'm honestly really surprised that Sony hasn't made a bigger deal out of it.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's pretty damn cool.
I was wondering.
Well, if it's a good thing, Sony's got to screw it up somehow.
Exactly.
There will be ads for it that'll be like a screaming baby on fire.
You know what? What would make this perfect? Mandatory firmware updates like every week.
What I was wondering, how much is too much to pay for a rental? They have increments. And what I do like, they have like one of those iTunes deals of the day, like a 99 cents. I went one day, it was like Nightmare on Elm Street, HD, 99 cents.
Nah, that's pretty cool.
And the next day, in Bruges.
Yeah.
99 cents.
Good movie.
That's fucking cool. Yeah. Like, I can check back every day and get like rent a movie for 99 cents. But it's like, unlike Netflix, where like things come either a month later to disc or... years later to watch.
Yeah.
The day it hits DVD, it hits Vudu.
That's good.
And 1080p, but it's $6 for like the maximum.
Yeah, but if you wanted to walk out of your house and walk to a Blockbuster.
I went back to Florida, the most arcade town in the world. They were still playing old Disturbed songs like they never even happened. Like, oh, you might remember this is the wrestling theme for Owen Hart. And like
continue the illusion that they're still relevant.
But Blockbusters are gone in Florida, in Tallahassee, my hometown. They're gone. There's no Blockbuster option. Like, how much does a rental cost at a real store? I don't know. $6 seems like a lot, but like that's because I'm a fucking deal watcher and I wait for Blu-rays to drop to $9.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it seems like a lot because you're not getting a tangible product at all. It's just like you're paying
that too.
$6 for the privilege of watching something that is like already out there.
Yeah,
it's just like streaming now to your console.
And that's why I didn't have an answer to like what do you prefer, physical or
I don't know. I mean, if the internet age just taught us anything, I think it's that physical media feels more valuable to people.
Yeah, just because it feels more permanent.
Yeah, exactly. You feel like you're actually
buying
something.
You know, it's no less like all the DVDs you bought like first generation are like just corroding due to oxygen touching. So like,
I don't want to watch them on my HDTV.
That's
anymore.
Right. Yeah. That's right. So that nothing is permanent. And like, they do have an HD on Vudu, $14.99 HD permanent download. It's yours.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the thing. It's like I'm paying for a rental, then I would actually want to, go to a Blockbuster and rent a disc.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, otherwise, I'm either going to buy the DVD or I'm going to get it for free somehow, or free
Michael.
In quotes from
Michael.
Netflix or HBO, or, you know, things I pay for, but not on a per-use basis.
I don't have HBO. I have the one disc service. I never use my Netflix disc service. So it's more like...
What about
I
the Watch Instant service?
I do, but like...
That's what I use.
I do, but like movies take kind of a while. Like new movies take a while to land there usually.
Yeah, and same that's with true, yeah. some TV shows from... Some networks just aren't on
some
there.
Some networks either. Aren't on there. So like,
but then again, I don't really want to watch any CBS show.
I turned on Vudu. I watched Winter's Bone. Like you just get the app. You'll get a free... 1080p, 5.1 download for doing nothing. Just downloading the app. I didn't put in any information. And but like, you know, Inception's on there. Like all the new shit is on there. A bunch of 3D, like Tron and Tangle trailers that you can watch with your 3D glasses. I thought that was
and it'll still be another month before, at least before Winter's Bone is on Netflix.
No, it's a Netflix movie. They made it.
Oh, yeah?
But it's not there!
Oh, I didn't know that.
I have no idea why. Someone recommended it to me. I'm like, and I was so pissed to see, like, Roadshow Attractions. Wait a minute. That's Netflix production company! Why isn't it on Netflix?
That's weird.
Yes. But it was on there. But, like, it was a Tuesday when I looked, and that's when all DVDs hit, and the queue changed because it reflected the exact same movies that came out Tuesday. Anyway, 3DS. Sorry, 3DS.
Video games.
I don't know. Well,
I thought that I was blown away. Like, it looked better than all of my Blu-ray. I think there's a problem with my TV. Maybe it may be a little low end. Then it may be.
Well, you can also adjust the playback settings in the. I mean, it's possible that your display output is not set to 1080p when it comes to playing Blu-ray discs. We'll figure this out.
Is that possible? You're right. That is possible.
I think so.
I was fucking around with it while trying to record in here. I've never looked at
that. Well, anyway, the rest of 3DS. There's some other launch games. Capcom's putting out
$250 though.
So yeah, $250. You know, that almost sounded too much to some people. Well, it sounded $250 sounded too much to me for a PSP Go and a PSP. Yeah. I never bought those, mm-hmm. But
you know, PSP Go was. A stripped back functionality, and it costs like what $80 more than the regular PSP. So it's kind of like I feel like I'm getting ripped off here. I feel like I'm paying more for
the privilege of having less.
Well, like the iPods, like the iPod Mini, like if the Mini was more than a regular iPod, that's how the PSP Go felt.
Yeah, it was man. Sony.
You think $250 is a lot of money, Scotty? Scotty, you think?
Well, the thing that I've been pointing out to a lot of people is, yeah, like, for instance, the PSP Go started life at $250. I don't think it's at $250 anymore, but... And when that came out, you know...
It's like $220, I think.
Yeah, it dropped a little bit. I don't know the exact not price. Even
still too optimistic a price tag.
Not even to $199.
But that, I mean, I don't know. I sort of feel like $250 isn't that unreasonable. For a new handheld console.
Yeah.
I mean, given the precedent that it was set by other consoles that have come out. Well, I mean, I think it seems like a lot relative to what a DS costs.
But I mean,
currently,
you know, we're paying $60 for games and
it's an expensive hobby. Sorry, guys.
They didn't say how much 3DS games are going to be normally retailing.
I saw Super Mario 64 for the DS is on sale at Amazon for $31.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's
the launch game that everybody hates.
Yeah, I would
is $31.
I would hope that I would hope the most expensive 3DS game is $40. I really hope they don't go.
I didn't think that was that high a price to ask for $40.
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't know.
I would pay $40.
I remember how much I paid for a PSP, and like I, regardless of my criticisms of the PSP, I got a lot of good time out of it. Like I got my money's worth.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see
what games cost. We'll see. Right. You know, maybe too early to say whether or not it's too much. But
yeah, just wait till next week. Brett will talk about his personal experiences.
Yeah, Elson would be a good person to ask about this because it's outside of maybe the original Game Boy. It's the first Nintendo handheld to cost more than its current market home console.
That's true. I never thought of that.
Yeah, I think the first Game Boy was a little more expensive. But at the $89, my dad put his foot down. Said, no way. No fucking way are you getting a Game Boy. But yeah, the Wii, what is going to be, like, by the time it comes out, what'll the Wii be worth?
I think it'll still be $200.
Oh, I was thinking of Christmas. They were $140 everywhere.
The Wii?
Yeah, my fat fucking mom got one. She's never hooked it up to do anything but watch the Tudors.
That's what my mom also only uses it for.
Really?
Netflix. Yeah,
one of our moms do you think is fatter?
I think your mom.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, no, because my mom became a real... She had been slightly overweight my whole life, but she actually, like, picked up jogging and, like, became an almost obsessive, like, jogger. Really? And so she's in the best shape I've ever seen her in. So, yeah.
All right. Pretty good shape. Tell the Lady Gilbert to give me a call. And...
And this concludes our latest segment, Henry's Mom.
We'll go to Henry's Mom.
The newer, sweeter edition of Hank's Corner.
Hank's Womb. That's what I like to call her. Sorry, buddy. I'll play the thing you gave me. Nintendo's latest stupid trailer.
Sonic Skateboard.
I would have preferred that. Sonic Skateboard. What do we have here? It's just called the reactions trailer.
Yep.
Oh, I'll, and after this, Stay tuned to this riveting, riveting radio to hear Brett Elston's on the scene reaction to the 3DS. I don't know why he set me so low. the Nintendo... What? There's a Nintendo 3DS trailer that's just models reacting. Why haven't we... What yeah. parody are we doing right now? It's just models reacting in front of a white background to the 3DS.
Good lord.
How is this possible?
How is it possible?
It's just so hard to... It seems kind of pointless because, like, who believes those are their real reactions? Like, even if they are, like, the whole thing seems so fake, like, you can't...
But, Henry, this really sells it, this performance.
How is it? Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. Coming out of nowhere.
There we go.
So believable.
Yeah. Up until I'm just like, what the hell is this? But then that guy, it's like, yep. This is bullshit.
Those are real attractive people, just like you and me.
They are very attractive people. They're all wearing, like, cool Frank Sinatra hats.
This just makes me think of how... never mind. This is a nerdy historical reference.
Go for it.
About how people who heard the Nixon-Kennedy debate on radio thought that Nixon had won, but people who saw it on TV thought that Kennedy had won.
That's right.
The attractiveness factor.
Because he's a
something
hot,
like
hot
that.
Man.
Yeah. He is.
This is the punctuation on the trailer. I love it so. I want to keep it in my permanent bank.
Oh, my gosh.
She okay. said about a dollar for every time I heard that, right?
I really hope, like, you know, they don't like to use Games Radar on the front of boxes, but maybe an oh my gosh from some model.
Oh my gosh.
I did.
That's funnier the second
my
time.
My favorite quote, I bought Fantasia. And the quote on the front, the quote on the front says Fantasia is timeless.
Well, it is.
Who was the quote by? It's from Walt Disney. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could produce a movie and do your own blurb.
Steven Spielberg says Jaws is the greatest film of our generation.
Brian Grazer says this is excellent. Harvey Weinstein says you should really watch this.
Michael Bay says explosion's big.
Michael Bay says, where'd my explosion?
Dino De Laurentiis says King Kong is the best movie ever.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're done with this segment.
What's worse, that commercial or the Dead Space, Your Mom Hates Dead Space commercial?
Fuck those commercials.
Only because GamesRadar has done a couple of video ideas that have then been adopted by major publishers, and I'm sure someone got a giant pat on the back.
Wait, did you guys do a mom?
I had my mom play GTA 4 right there, my big stupid fucking mother. Like, I had her fuck prostitutes, and like she didn't react like that, but you know she's not that old yet. Yeah. But she's also a ham.
Accustomed to...
But I thought she would. That's why I had her do it.
Is that where you got it from?
Yeah, that's what I was going for. But she's just like, I'm on camera. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Look at me. I'm Carol Burnett.
That's where you got your hammy jeans from?
Yeah, probably.
I always like to pretend I'm Carol Burnett, too.
Fuck.
I liked when you said Carol Burnett. You mimed tugging on your earlobe, even though nobody could see that.
You did, Hank. You did.
But yeah, oh, those ads are the...
Never step on my Carol Burnett.
I did like the ones where, like, the moms, like, they clearly set them up to be really shocked, and it was like, eh.
They clearly only posted the videos where they severely overreacted.
Well, it's just the Dead Space 2 ads so before had been pretty good, what you'd expect.
Except for the GameStop one.
Well, let's not
I was
talk.
Pretty okay
those
with the
are
Smashing
always
Pumpkins
annoying.
Song commercial, though.
But,
Smashing Pumpkins.
But then...
There's
like,
one with the...
It was the launch trailer with Rat in a Cage.
Shit, what's it called?
Bullet
with Butterfly Wings, thank you.
Mm. What? I didn't write it.
Well, anyway, but this is like the return of the... This is the return of the terrible Dante's Inferno-style ad campaign.
Don't remind me.
I only think it was clever because I thought of it first.
Yeah.
Years ago.
I would like to remind everyone that in... leading up to Dante's Inferno, EA actually sent us a severed leg cake.
As a tasty cake.
The best
skin on that cake was so
I've
good.
Ever had.
It was
delicious and extremely difficult to eat.
It was disgusting.
It was very
gruesome
looking.
It was red velvet cake with like complete marzipan, veiny, decomposing skin that was really good.
Looked genuinely rubbery. And
what's the fondant maggots?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Maggots, too.
Delightful.
But yeah, that
like
whole...
a marzipan bone in the center.
Yeah,
ugh.
My favorite kind.
That Dead Space ad was like that was a fucking Genesis ad. Like seriously, that could have been an ad for Mortal Kombat 2.
The only thing it was missing was the extreme voiceover.
It's right up there with your Blam! Dad doesn't know how to buy a Genesis commercial.
Hey, these mobs are barren. Let's torture them. Okay, now I cross.
We kidnap their children. Let's see how they react.
Wait, well, you guys want to talk? I want you to talk nerdy comics for 2 seconds.
Comic books, okay.
Scotty did review. You have finished your Marvel vs. Capcom 3 review.
Yes.
But you just tell me if you liked the game.
I did. I liked it quite a bit. Yeah. It's very good.
Will it take us for a ride,
yes!
Scott?
That song is in there not once, not twice, but 3 times.
Really?
Yes.
In like a different form?
In different menus. There are 3 different versions of that song in that game. You kind of have to search them out, but if you just go to like the extras menu and listen to all the music, there are literally 3 different versions of like, yeah, it's like remixes of Take You for a Ride.
I only have 2.
Wow. So that alone, I mean, I don't know if I'm even allowed to say that, but spoiler alert, bro.
You didn't say what they were. You didn't say they were by Method Man.
No, I think they're based on the original. It sounds like the original vocals.
I have one by Method Man from Capcom. I don't know where.
Really?
It's from that vinyl album that
they
released.
That's genuinely bizarre.
Yeah, I gotta find that.
It's very good.
And DC Universe, and Hank has mentioned, I think, every hour that he worked on you guys on a DC
he did.
Marvel
well,
thing.
Our, yeah, our
I helped quite a lot, yes.
Our issue that we just shipped, we have a feature that's DC versus Marvel. Mm-hmm. It's just like 3 DC Universe games and 3 Marvel Universe games, previews of all of them. And one of them is DCUO. It's just sort of like a hands-on preview because MMOs are kind of impossible to review within the first week month even. So Hank actually did our, what did you do for that? You did a lot of
Am
stuff
I
for
allowed,
that.
Well, my, I
guess,
I,
yeah,
well,
punch I, and
I
say
did,
specifically.
I did a preview. I did one of the previews in there, and I also, historical type thing about comic book games as well. Mm-hmm.
And he definitely helped me write. We also did.
Yeah, earlier. I also basically wrote your thing.
Well, he certainly, yeah, we did a debate which comic book publisher is better, Marvel or DC.
Yeah, it was.
And I took Marvel and Gary Steinman, editor in chief, took DC.
When you contacted me on Thursday, or was it Friday? I forget. But either one of those days, I was like crazy busy and should not have even answered you. But like,
I'm sorry.
But like, I should have said that, but then like you asked me like, well, hey, it, like a philosophical debate about Marvel versus DC, and I just could not shut my typing fingers up, and I like gave you like a long dissertation on Marvel versus DC.
Well, it was a very good dissertation. It was like it was the foundation of a graduate student thesis.
Wow. Yes.
I think Marvel is missing a golden opportunity here by like not trying to one-up DC Universe Online by making Marvel Multiverse Online. And then that the abbreviation could be MMO.
Oh,
wow.
Man. That's actually, damn.
Well, they already failed once to make a Marvel MMO.
That's true.
ECUO, I am a little tired. And this is a movie thing with Marvel. The little tired of the humanizing the heroes.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta see what happens. And then DCUO kicked in, like, no, we're all fucking superheroes.
Well, yeah,
it doesn't matter who we date. It doesn't matter what our dad thinks about us. We have superpowers. We have laser beams. We have guns.
But, you know, it's humanizing them keeps them from being one note.
But in a game.
I mean, yeah.
In a game, like when they set it up like that, like the last Iron Man game, hey, I'm Tony Stark. I may or may not be doing stuff. I don't know. I'm just a regular guy just like you. Like, don't care. Superman comes in. Let's fuck this up.
I am an icon. Yeah, I am an icon.
Let's fucking
which also
this.
Means you're one-dimensional, but... Yeah.
But in the game, it almost doesn't matter.
I can see, like, in comic books and movies, it's like you have to do, like, you can't write like a long-running comic book series without bringing a little bit of the characters into it, because otherwise it's the 40s again.
This is completely
like nobody wants that.
DCO kind of works off like, well, you know who these characters are.
Yeah,
don't fuck around. Like, the end of the world is on the line. Who gives a shit? Like, this it was just like clear-cut comic book nonsense that I craved without any of the silly shit. Like, I was, I don't know, I was very happy with that. It made me really give, like, I had a tiny bit of, like, more appreciation, because you know I'm a Marvel guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I just all of a sudden, like, oh, DC's never really been anything but, like, we're just pure comic.
No, and that's nice sometimes, that is, like, that's...
It's
like, you want to see, like, I enjoy some Superman comics, but really, the ones I enjoy the most are either, like, different universe ones where they don't have to worry about continuity, or the origin retellings where they don't, where again,
I
they don't have
crime
any continuity.
My uncle was killed by a pickpocket. No, I'm Superman. I was born a different planet, and I'm way more powerful than all of you. Shut the fuck up. Get out of my way.
I'm the Flash. I'm the fastest man alive.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Batman. I'm a superhero because my parents were killed by a pickpocket.
Well, whatever. Yeah, he's the one. He doesn't have any of these superpowers. Maybe,
but as Henry has pointed out to me, he's still commonly portrayed as like
the
too
world's
smart
greatest detective.
Yeah, he is
the world's greatest
and
detective.
And also, not only is he the world's greatest detective, and he can do basically anything. Like, mm-hmm. if you put a computer in front of him, he's like, I got this. Or you'd say, oh, this person is speaking an ancient language. Yeah, I studied that. And then it's like,
I studied Sumerian a little bit in college.
Oh, no, a kung fu master has just showed up. I can fight him.
I see.
Like, Batman does everything like he can beat theatrics. Any human with stuff, and most superheroes. Like so, yeah, he's too perfect.
Anyway,
Spider-Man has problems. You know?
Spider-Man has
problems. That's his thing.
I'm just
Spider-Man has to try and hold down a day job while he does all this shit.
Yeah, exciting.
Bruce Wayne is just
no, it isn't
highly wealthy.
No, it
but
isn't.
It's relatable.
We all wanted that movie series to come to an end
because Bob Kane said, "Well, how does he fund his crazy exploits?" It's like, "Hey, he's rich.
He's rich.
Yeah, he's a billionaire whose parents were.
He's good with textiles too. Yeah.
For Clark Kent, being a reporter is just a side thing. Like he doesn't need to pay rent
isn't
or
that beautiful.
Like he doesn't
he's
even
studying
need
us."
Eat. He does it like, yeah, oh man, Kill Bill monologue about Jesus. Superman like captures it perfectly.
Clark Kent is Superman's critique of the entire human race.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like that there's that idea, and then there's the flip side, which is Clark Kent is who he really is, and Superman is the mask he wears.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like that's what he's
Whoa.
Trying to be a paragon.
Now,
let me turn on my lava lamp.
Well, that depends on how people, some writers portray Clark as actually a confident dude who enjoys his life and wants to make a life as Clark Kent.
Nice.
And then other times they portray him as as him overdoing it as a nerdy klutz so people won't think he's Superman.
Skateboard be my sound effect?
Yes.
All right. I'm just going to claim
Scott,
that.
Scott, are you going to be back with us coming in from next
week? I'm Scott Butter with the PlayStation Visual Magazine.
Scott
Skateboard.
Want to talk about Dark Knight Rises casting news?
Oh, yeah. What was it?
This is a long-ass segment.
Selena Kyle and Tom Hardy, a.k.a. Eames from
Inception.
From Inception, is playing Bane.
I thought he got my email. Christy Alley Clayface. It was a given. It should have happened.
A couple people online saying that Javier Bardem should have been Bane.
Oh, that would have been good.
I would kind of agree. That he is pretty fucking scary.
Is it Tom Hardy? Tom Hardy?
Yeah. Tom Hardy. Yeah.
Tom Hardy. I'd never seen him anything but Bronson. Mm. And Bronson is one of those roles that he'll probably be known for forever.
Well, I saw him in the Guy Ritchie film Rock'n'Rolla.
I haven't seen it.
He's really good in that. I don't want to spoil his
Bronson,
character.
Bronson
he's
will
just
blow
good
your fucking
it.
Mind.
Have you seen, I haven't
if
seen
If you've seen
that
Chopper, it's like it's almost as good as Chopper, one of my favorite movies ever. Mm. Eric Bana, also another superhero launched fame. Tons of full frontal nudity from Tom Hardy.
Quite a bit. Completely ripped.
Like, just a fucking unrelenting psychopath, like a great role. And then I saw him again in Inception. I can be whoever you want me to be. Like wow, this guy can do anything.
Yeah,
like,
he's actually really good. Yeah. Well, and the nice thing for him about Bronson is that he actually looks substantially different with a shaved head and a mustache.
Yeah, I know.
I think people will not even necessarily immediately clear, oh, that's Leo from Bronson.
It's not for me at all. I think, he lost a lot of weight, but he bulked it on for that shit. God, I'm just
He looks different enough that he's not
so
going to be typecast.
So hot for him.
I can't even.
I read an interview with him where he says he's like sort of gay or he's bisexual or whatever.
Right. He's like, everybody does it. Yeah. It's great. I loved it.
It's very Roman approach.
I love that. Yeah. It makes me feel pedestrian for not doing it more. I'm not kidding. Like, I cannot believe like that's something that I can't do. It makes me feel really stupid. It makes me feel really stupid. I should be able to go and do whatever dude I want and not have it bother me because I grew up in the South and eggs are beaten with rocks. Like, and now I can't do it.
Dude, you live in San Francisco.
I know! Yeah.
Could not pick a better
It's one thing I'll never be able to experience.
Identifying
this.
Random dudes and saying, hey, I bet I could fuck him.
Fucking extras and easy rider ruined it for me because I grew up all around.
I'm sure we can find a dick for you to suck on.
I feel like film.
I don't want to do that.
Film actors who are British get away with being gay. Or gay-ish.
Talk to Rupert Everett about that shit. He's constantly bitching about it.
Yeah.
He says he doesn't get away with anything. How do we get here? How do we get to me wanting to be gay?
That's a good question.
Have fun with that quote shit.
Frank Shamrock, undefeated ultimate fighting champion. You're listening to Talk Radar on GamesRadar.com.
The iTunes reviews are in.
Twishart says,
a wonderfully pungent gaming cluster shard.
Kyrian BC says,
spawned from the heavens, absolute brilliance on so many levels.
Melzul says,
pants crappingly hilarious.
And GameDad says,
the constant belching and F-bomb to make the podcast feel immature.
Get over here!
Talk Radar for the win.
Hit it, Hank.
And we're live.
Are we live?
No, we're 2 days old.
Henry, no, stop.
This is heavily edited.
Stop, that's big talk coming from a magazine.
This is heavily
edited. Yeah, this podcast won't be available to magazine subscribers for another couple months.
It's all a lie.
We're going to jump into Talk Radar 135 Segment 3 with game deals like we always do, but Henry, can you please sing me the theme song?
Ding, do, do, do. Take my advice, do as I say, save a little money for a rainy day.
What are you buying?
What are you buying?
Dun, dun,
oh,
dun, dun, dun,
there's
dun,
only...
it's put in line.
By the time you're hearing this, there's only 1 day left. That'd be talking of Saturday to take advantage of Best Buy's buy two, get one free deal. All games $29.99 and over are buy two, get one free. I personally went and bought all the Wii games I don't want to pay $50 for.
Mm-hmm.
So Epic Yarn, DKC Returns. You can throw in an Epic Mickey if you're feeling that cynical.
Yeah.
For $100, get all three.
Do it for Warren.
Do it for Warren. This has a build. There's a narrative to this game deals.
I don't want
to
spoil it.
It ends with Michael being raped.
A new egg. No,
please.
No. Newegg. Newegg.
I haven't been on Newegg in a long time.
Newegg. Little Big Planet 2. $49.99 with free shipping. Not bad. Not
nice.
Bad. They also have Demon Souls and 3D.Game Heroes for
$14.99.
Whoa. Shit. Good shit. Good shit.
That is a good deal.
Walmart has Modern Warfare 2 for $360 for $19.99. Who gives a...
You must own it if you were ever going to buy it.
Oh, look at that. Xbox Live right now has 33% off Plants vs. Zombies. My prayers have been answered.
I love that.
And 50% off a dick ton of EA products. Like all EA DLC of almost any kind is 50% off. You never know. Man. Dragon Age shit, expansions, Mass Effect stuff you paid for without ever playing the game.
Well, like, I got it. They were half price.
No, I know. And as they are now, Mr. fucking Naysayer.
I was ever, if I
can't believe
know,
I let you think this
negative Nancy.
Kmart, you buy Donkey Kong Returns at $49.99, which I just bought from Best Buy. Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. Get Epic Mickey for $19.99. That's one of my favorite deals of the week.
Yeah. I was glad to see that it actually sold pretty well.
It sold
Epic
out
Mickey.
As game game of the day on Amazon. Yeah.
But also, like, on the MPDs, it was like number 6 or something. Like,
yeah, it didn't do too poorly.
Well, we all thought it was going to, like, not even show up on the list.
Yeah, I mean, like, I knew it was a hard... I love the game personally, but I knew it was a hard sell to majority of America, the world.
Sure.
You don't care about that, Scott. You have a Move controller on your little platform. You don't care about Epic Mickey coming there, do you? Be honest. You don't care. You don't care.
If Scott, I would play it if it came to my console, but I don't own a Wii.
Uh-huh.
So
you don't care. You know, it's okay.
Care
not
a little.
I appreciate you caring. Just a little. Oh, looky there. GameStop, Beatles Rock Band, all platforms, $9.99.
Really?
Wow. I don't know. Just like when we read about that $100 million licensing deal, I just assumed that would stay around full price forever.
Yeah, apparently.
You know
not.
How much it is pre-owned? $8.99. $1
left. Wow. Damn.
I also see Amazon, of course. What would game deals be without Amazon?
Mm.
Henry, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Dead to Rights Retribution. Yeah.
A game I beat last year.
$360, $20.
That's PS3, about $20 too much.
$14.95. So it's slightly only better. Slightly less too much. I'm not going to do math.
I'd say $10. You could buy worse games than that.
And they are also counteracting everybody else's game deals. So yep. Amazon also has Newegg's Demon's Souls and 3D.
Oh, really?
Dot Game Heroes for $14.99. And they're also countering Best Buy's buy two, get one free. Like, it was too much free. Best Buy just said anything $29.99 or up, but everything's cheaper on Amazon. Gran Turismo 5, Little Big Planet 2 is included, Red Dead, Kirby. Epic
Need
Yarn,
for Speed.
Vanquish, Need for Speed at $44 instead of $59. So, like, if you play your cards right on these 11 pages, you could probably pay a lot less. Sly Collection, Vanquish, all on Amazon. Did you have any other game deals, Henry? Did you want to jump in?
Nope. No, you set them all.
What, can you take us out?
Sing it again, right?
Oh, please.
Take my advice, mm-hmm. do as I say, mm-hmm. save a little money for a rainy day. Ding, ding, ding,
ding. Oh, it's working now. And what are you buying?
Let's do it again. Let's take two.
What do we
start over?
What do we know? No, under no circumstances.
Never.
No. I'm
pull rank here. Yes.
No.
Yes.
You have no rank in this podcast.
You're right.
You're a corporal.
Henry's my engineer.
That just means he can build stationary gun turrets.
That's true. Yeah.
That's a good game joke.
Hold on. I think that deserves a rim shot. Hey, sound effects back.
So were we going to mention our...
go ahead, yeah.
You know, the news, yeah.
Sadness.
Yeah, Bizarre Studios is basically, like, you didn't see that news today? They're like, I read on CVG this morning that Bizarre is all but closed. Like, Activision hasn't made it official, but they have decided to close it. Like, so...
So are we calling Beenox left? That's the next
Beenox,
one to go.
Yeah. Well, no, now Beenox is the official Spider-Man game developer. So
after Neversoft.
After everybody else is gone. And then on top of that is also, was it Propaganda Games? Is that the
name
of the
game? Propaganda Games.
It's sad their swan song is Tron.
Which
the Tron game you didn't enjoy.
I was actively angry. Even Eric was just like I had to finish it, but I was really mad.
Uh-huh.
It sucks because the Pirates of the Caribbean game looked kind of cool, but two, they had their shot.
Mm-hmm.
They had their shot, man. They did Turok. They did Tron, and those were lackluster. So
yeah.
Had a shot.
Too bad.
I had a shot. So many talented people involved in that. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how it fucking happened. Very sad.
Very unfortunate.
Very sad. We can make each other feel better by reading our reader responses from questions of the week.
Okay.
Question of the week as of last week.
What was last week?
I want Scott to see if you can pull one out of his ass here. It was, what pathetic and or failed maneuver have you pulled to try and get a girl or significant other into video games? Anything there? Scott's not one for sharing.
No, I am. I just, no, I'm not. Actually, I'm lying. I'm not sure I've ever attempted to coerce anyone into playing games. Because I always just play games for myself. I grew up playing single player games.
There were a lot of stories about that. Like, that. No, this is my thing. I don't care if anybody else does it. And,
yeah, that's kind of it. I mean, like, I sincerely wish I had some crazy interesting story about, you know... Something. I don't know, because I have
to tell my girlfriend now, I don't even want to talk about her anymore, that you know, I really like doing this, and if you're not behind it or if you don't understand it, then I can't do it as much. And then some. What if I resent you for that later? Seriously, yeah, like I need you to understand why this is important to me.
I don't have a story either, though. I was witness to my old roommate was a girl, and she and her boyfriend actually did try to introduce it. Now, having a girl roommate is the best because they actually clean things up and... do stuff.
Yeah, anyway,
that's sexist.
But then your smell hounds eat all the tampons. Tearing up the trash.
But anyway, so
I resent them. My wife's a girl and she doesn't clean anything. Ever.
Okay, well, in my one experience having a girl roommate, she was much cleaner than me and kept things cleaner. But anyway, she is watching her boyfriend play Oblivion all the time.
Wow.
And she decides, I want to try this out. She starts playing it. And, like, she spends forever making her dumb character women, huh? But then, but then the next...
Oh, a pearl necklace.
She starts...
Sorry, wait.
She starts, going through the first dungeon and all that, and then, like, a rat attacks her, and she's like, well, I don't want to kill any poor ratties. And, like, seriously, that's what she said. And like, he's like, you have to. It's killing you. Do it. And she's like, no. And just drops the controller.
I'm against this on principle.
I'm a fucking baby who can't understand the difference between fantasy and reality.
I'm against this mini boss on principle.
But she does enjoy she does enjoy Sims quite a lot, like girls do.
Attaboy, Hank.
Yeah.
Piling on the misogyny.
Way to widen our audience.
No, I think I still have some issues with my ex-roommate.
Yeah? Oh, that's right.
We had a bad moving out situation.
Did she stop cleaning?
No, I believe Henry ate all the marshmallow fluff overnight, and then it all came apart.
Let's not get into this.
Okay. That was almost the true part of the story.
That was slightly true.
Now I'm curious.
We'll talk about it over pizza. God, I wish you guys could hear that podcast.
That should be the other. That could be our second podcast.
It only goes out to premium listeners, by the way.
Yeah. Talk Radar Raw.
We do it, but every single time we try to record anything, they come by and yell at us.
Talk Radar After Dark is only available for premium subscribers who make a donation of $200 or more. But it was our question of the week was, what is a lame failed attempt you did to get a girl in the games? I wish I could have gotten more, but I was afraid I couldn't talk. Sorry, guys. Chief Lethal said, I was friends with the first girl I ever dated. When we started dating, my friends and I, who all played WoW, got her to play as well. Eventually, we started dating, and she created a character on my server. I started raiding the guild, and I was currently a member of needless to say, it wouldn't make her too happy that he was in the guild. To express her frustration, she felt it necessary to hop on her character, and while I was raiding, mind you, send me a bunch of messages in-game complaining about something or other. That, of course, must have been my fault. We had our disputes, and I thought everything was going more or less fine, mainly because there was no indication that our relationship, air quotes, they'd only been dating a year.
The bitterest air quotes.
And was in jeopardy. But then I started getting the idea that things weren't going all right, and decided to stop playing WoW in an attempt to salvage everything, seeing as how WoW seemed to be the problem. At least that was my impression, and the impression I got from my friends after the fact. I guess WoW wasn't the problem. She told a couple of my friends that her and I broke up entire days before she actually broke up with me. A few months went by, and after moving to a dorm close to the university I was attending at the time, I regained my composure, a change I credit to my new surroundings. I eventually accepted that the decisions I made while involved, turning paper, in that relationship are the reasons for its failure. Then it turns out that she had been hanging out with another dude. Which is a fact my friends had decided to hide from me following the breakup, lest I become even more upset.
Did she meet the other dude in WoW?
I doubt that.
Hold on, let me get the nigga. I now play WoW a lot less frequently. I just graduated from the university. I've been dating a girl for 2 years. Whenever she comes over, sits on my bed and with my DS and plays Chrono Trigger. And a few weeks ago, we played Portal together and beat it. And since then, I have only been listening to Talk Radar. And almost always, whenever I'm driving, she has been exposed to a number of episodes, occasionally sparking discussions about games. Hmm. Also, she has great tits.
Wow. Thank
That's
you.
That's all great.
Chief
That's sort of like the, and then I found $20 Chief way to end the story.
Well, I mean, you're not factoring in the tits. What is it about stupid tits? If I can go back to me one and be gay, I hate liking tits. It's so stupid.
I was going to say, maybe that's why you're not so gay, because of tits.
I hate liking tits. I hate that I have to look at them and want to do things with them. It's so stupid. Then I would, like, oftentimes I'll get there and I'm like, this wasn't worth it. This wasn't worth
it
at all.
Worth what?
This wasn't, like, all the shit I had to go through, like, you're getting, all the weird stuff, really, the pills and the drink nice. And the
you have nobody to blame but yourself. You realize
it wasn't worth it.
You realize.
Who cares? I'm an ass guy anyway, so, which means I could easily make the transition to men.
You're halfway there already.
Like,
women have nice asses.
They do. They do. But like the video we were watching on the iPad last week during the podcast, Michael can agree with me. The man had a very, very firm ass.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
It was a gay
man. Oh, yeah. I wasn't really paying attention to details. I was just sort of shocked.
Masturbating.
Showing off their porn.
No girls, I want a jetpack says, I got a Kinect for Christmas. I invited my girlfriend over to play some Kinect sports. She only has a Wii, and because she has little sisters, she can only play E-rated games. Needless to say, she doesn't play anything that great. We powered up my 360 and started on Kinect boxing. She beat me senseless just by randomly flailing at the screen while I was trying to actively play the game. She TKO'd me in less than a minute. After that, I decided she didn't need to play games anymore. Dough. Smell my finger, Antista. I had a girlfriend once. She left her boyfriend for me when he went to bed pissed, and we played Parappa the Rapper together into early hours in the morning.
Scandalous and kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. I ended up marrying her.
Wow. Whoa.
I ended up marrying her. Then last year, I caught her in bed with another bloke. We ended
not
up
a bloke.
Yes, I believe he is from Montana. We're currently divorcing, but I'm keeping the house along with two flat screens, two 360s, a PS3, and a Wii, and all my worldly goods. I wonder how my life would have turned out had she not liked making a cartoon dog sing along with a karate instructor with an onion for a head and driving instructor was a cat.
Well, I gotta.
She's a moose.
That's a good question.
Well, I gotta say, like, no matter which gender it is, like, you're kind of, if somebody is cheating on someone with Ta-da. You, and then that's the relationship you start with them, like, don't be too surprised if they end up cheating on you. Like,
we have close friends who should have known that ahead of time, but if you meet a lady through another relationship and she easily leaves that person for you, she'll probably easily leave you for another person.
Or a guy, too. Hey, guy, if you're dating,
what are we talking about?
I'm saying to our female listeners or our gay listeners.
All right, for our three female listeners, don't worry about it. You got it all. Like, whatever happens, I will probably try and date you. Like, you're all set. You got at least one more date out of it.
I'm just trying to not be completely misogynist in this thing.
Oh, no. I didn't
just mostly. Like
it is a little heartbreaking that he associates Parappa the Rapper. It probably could have been anything. I don't blame the girl. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know what her deal is.
Yeah, maybe this guy was boring.
Yeah. Speaking on behalf of a gamer who likes girls, I am boring when I get home, and I am hard to deal with, and I don't know how people put
I
up with
it. I just want to play Final Fantasy XIII, please.
What do you want to do tonight? For you to leave me alone for hours. Hours. That's all I want.
Yeah.
No offense.
I'm so defeated.
My last girlfriend just like, you should get into books. You can do that while I play. Okay. Averextreme. I tried to get my girlfriend into games before with little to no success. We broke up and her scumbag of an ex got her into playing Kingdom Hearts, which she beat over the summer while we were broken up. We're back together now.
Oh, good. Huh.
And I've been getting her into Professor Layton and Pokemon. But she still wants to play Kingdom Hearts 2.
Point ominous. Attention.
I can't imagine associating a game with another guy.
You should just snap that disc in front of her.
Kingdom
Hearts is dead.
This is the final mix, too.
Well, that was a lot of people with music. They're like, they hear a certain song.
True.
I mean, so it makes sense that it would happen in the game as well.
Oh, we might get there. Roboskin said, I've had the opportunity, the opposite effect, actually. My girlfriend tried to get me into playing Guilty Gear, and at first it looked pretty cool.
Wow, girlfriend into Guilty
Gear. That's
intense. I'm so attracted to your girlfriend.
That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
At first it looked pretty cool, considering I'd never played a fighting game at this point. Then she proceeded to kick my ass to the point where I gave up. I tell you, having someone destroy you in a game you've never played before doesn't really ignite the competitiveness in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, remember that, Scotty. We're starting out with Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I want to be an even keel. After a while, we broke up, blah, 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 and ironically enough, I bought BlazBlue the first day it came out and still love the crap out of it.
Well, I do think a mistake guys can do when trying to introduce a girl to a game is saying, you're doing it wrong. No, do that. Like, being a backseat gamer.
I'm really bad at it. You're a terrible backseat
gamer. Well, no, yes, but you're not my boyfriend.
Yeah, but you treat me like you're anymore. Like a little fuckhead brother.
Yes.
Like,
well, that's
man,
how.
You fucked up, man. You're just not good at this. I just quit. Like, Henry, this review rookie, is due tomorrow.
Oh, rookie mistake.
Rookie
mistake.
Always. Always with Henry.
That's how I grew up. That's how my brother and I treated each other.
It's really weird
games.
Because you are never anything. You're a very sweet man. And when a game is turned on and you're behind me, you become a little crueler than you normally. I don't want it to change because it's always kind of fun.
A little crueler. I'm just imagining crueler. Henry's face in a pastry.
You'd never describe Henry as crueler. Cruel. And just then. Not a crawler. I didn't say that.
Bad joke. Sorry.
Batman 5273. One of our faves.
Yep.
Oh, man. When I was in my Guitar Hero phase, I tried to get my wife to play with me. She had spent countless hours watching me play games on my Xbox, and I felt bad for her. My wife works at Best Buy and would always state that when customers were not in the store, the employees would play the demo at the kiosk. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I would try to get my wife to get involved at home. I gave my wife a guitar controller, picked up an easy song, put her in easy mode, and had her choose what instrument for extra ease?
Singing,
bass.
Right?
Bass.
Oh, okay.
Bass. After about 20 seconds, she failed the song.
Oh,
so
wow.
So I restarted. This time, she made it through about 25 seconds. I stopped the songs and loaded the tutorial. She failed those.
what?
So like when you were trying to teach a girl how to play pool, you know, you get behind her and you show her how to hold a guitar and how to strum. I got behind her and showed her how to do all that with a guitar and how to strum, and she could not understand waiting for the colors to reach the line, and she would try to press the buttons at the same time as strumming instead of already having the buttons pressed prior. My wife has no rhythm. To explain this, my wife dances like Elaine from Seinfeld. So needless to say, she plays Guitar Hero the same way. We tried a couple more songs. I explained the songs have beats and counted off the beats to her 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, etc. That didn't work. I could see the frustration in her face, so we stopped. I took Guitar Hero out and put Gears of War in and played with my friend. To this day, my wife and I have never played a game together. She sits on the couch and watches me play, but she enjoys the games I play because it's like watching a movie and she'll get into the story. She particularly loves to watch survival horror games like Dead Space and Resident Evil. My oldest daughter, Harley, is already interested in playing games with me. She sings on Rock Band. There's video of that on the site.
Wow.
What does she think of horror games like Dead Space?
Can I make it up?
Yeah. Like, are we going to get a Your Daughter Hates Dead Space campaign?
It makes
your daughter loves Dead Space.
Makes her wet.
I knew you'd go.
Wait, were
there.
We talking about the daughter or the wife? All right, I take that all
how old,
back.
How old's the daughter?
I take that back.
I think that joke might not be legal.
I'm guessing 30. Yeah. I'm not going to say this about
Batman.
That
joke might not even be funny.
Stop it, Michael.
No.
It's just getting funnier.
Let's go to the next one.
Juice and pancakes. I love juice and pancakes. Always good for a good one.
Man, I could have sworn you said Jews and pancakes.
Jews and pancakes.
Control the world.
God damn it.
Or at least my breakfast. My girlfriend and I had always been asking me about... This is a cool one, because she's curious. My girlfriend and I had always been asking me about video games because she knew how important they were to me. I had always tried to prevent her, like Scott was talking about, from playing them with me because I feared all of the ways that it could possibly go wrong. Like, this is my thing. One day, I started her up a new file of Super Mario World. For her to play in so I could watch her and help if needed. I had genuinely thought this would be a good first step into games because it was relatively simple, extremely fun, and a great game. After the first 2 minutes, she was yelling at me saying, "This game is old."
Whoa.
Did you think I had to play fucking baby games to start because I can't play real games?
Wow.
Yeah, jeez. I'm really attracted to your girlfriend, too. I then turned off the system and started up a file of Super Monkey Ball 2 on the GameCube. Same effing thing. This isn't what everybody else is playing. You think I'm not good enough? Once again, my innocent attempt to help her ease into my hobby had failed. So I finally just started up my 360 and put in Halo 3. I asked if she wanted to play by herself, with me in co-op, or with other people online multiplayer, because that's what everybody else is doing. His words, not mine. She said multiplayer with other people, and I reluctantly gave her the mic after she She wanted to talk to her teammates. I had turned on the option for voice communication to come through the speaker so I could hear what everyone was saying to her. It was constant sexist remarks getting more and more explicit, all while she was being destroyed in the game. She screamed at me for the next 10 minutes, then left. Even after that, even after trying not to have her play games, then having her play Mario Monkey Ball and Halo, each time following her request, apparently I was the ass in all of this. We broke up with a few weeks later. And
but now we're married.
I have never played games with a girlfriend again. The end. Blam.
Man.
Blam.
This is she kind of sounds like a bitch.
Yeah, I gotta say, it seemed like she was setting it up for.
Yeah, she
seemed like she was setting up for failure. Really.
Oh, but I still want. Oh man.
She's not a dude. I mean.
Look, I don't want a taste of a dude. I want to want the taste of a dude. There's a fucking difference. I want to want both.
Why?
Because it's everything. Like, why wouldn't you want to try everything?
I thought you wanted, like, does it make you feel like you'd be more smart? You'd be, like, smarter or more urbane?
I can make whatever joke I want.
If all your friends were fucking a bridge, would you also fuck the bridge? I mean, come on.
It depends on the bridge, Mark.
Well, I guess
it depends on the bridge.
Golden Gate has some pretty sexy lines.
That's true.
The Bay Bridge is...
fuck the Bay Bridge. Not literally, but just, you know.
Disgusting.
Fuck the Bay Bridge.
Drew and Joe drive with that every day.
The Bay Bridge is like the bridge equivalent of the Transbay bus terminal.
Well, every hot bridge has to have an ugly bridge to make it look better, right?
I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Let's do more local references. Man, North Beach has
more jokes
okay
about bridges.
Pizza.
I do have one more.
One more.
Really?
I do have one more.
Is one of those a haiku? One of them looks like a haiku.
I do have one more. No, they're not a haiku. It's just long.
And for those of you not familiar with the Transbay Terminal, the bus terminal, basically imagine the filthiest public restroom you've ever been in, and then make it into a whole gigantic building.
And multiply it by cement and vagina.
Yes.
And then you get mugged there.
Yes.
By a homeless dude.
New users in our forums
over a toilet.
No, not
it's like
this
all
is complete.
The time.
And we haven't looked in a while. I'm sorry. New users. PS3... It's pseudonym with PS3. I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah, I like nice. That.
That's slow Octopus, Mad Moy, the Red Rabbit. I also have autoerotic
asphyxiation.
Anybody want to help me out here? I had a couple beers.
Asphyxiation?
There you go. His you'll know him by the avatar. It's David Carradine. I know.
Nice.
I know.
I like that celebrities are keeping that joke fresh because there were all those comedians who died the Michael Hutchins jokes, but then those got old, and then David Carradine killed himself the same way.
Now he's forced to roam the earth and strangle himself while jerking off.
Oh, God. He had such a shot at dying respectably after Kill Bill, and he just threw it all away.
Randy Quaid said he was whacked.
Oh, that's right. Just like him and Heath Ledger.
Well, he was whacking.
Whacking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey! At his windpipe.
I think that deserves a rim shot.
All right. I'll allow that.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, new users.
Oh, I have a good one, says autoerotic.
Asphyxiation.
So this was way back in the day. I think it was back in grade 9. First year of high school, my first girlfriend in the first year of high school, and my first fuck up in my young adolescent high school years. So everyone knows that arcades were on life support back then.
Yeah.
And exist on life support at the sides of movie theaters and bowling alleys, and that's where my story starts. I was a young lad, and the year was 2006.
The spring hours.
It was our second real date. We only basically hung out with each other places and at school between classes and lunch. And we were going to see Red Eye in theaters. That puts... If Elson was here, he would put a date on it.
Yep.
I think that's...
Do you remember who directed Red Eye?
Not that long ago.
Yeah, Wes Craven.
Wes Craven?
It was his last good movie, I think. Though now he's making Scream 4, which I'm sure will be wonderful.
I'm sure that's a passion project for him.
Huh? Yep.
Yeah, that was a masterpiece to take your girlfriend to, he says.
Yeah, Red Eye. That's a mistake.
We took a bus from her place over to the local mall, which had the theater integrated into it, which also had an arcade attached next to it.
Of course.
We arrived about 40 minutes before the movie started, so we meandered over to the arcade. Cue the beginning of the end.
That's a good line.
Now, what you have to know is that she was one of those ditzy, vapid chicks that loved to match her outfits to this ridiculously cliche pink theme and had never played a game in her life.
Oof.
I was a suburban nerd. combine that and a Canadian arcade Resident Evil 1 ripoff. Needless to say, I was too young and naive to know what you have to do to let these types of chicks win at any. You have to let these types of chicks win at anything competitive. It was a competition. I kicked her ass repeatedly.
Perfect.
Was it at least a
whoa?
Hey!
Wow.
Our right, foam board just fell off the walls. Our soundproofing. Yeah.
Then not only was I too busy insisting she play the really shitty game, but I ended up making us late for the movie. Wow. And she was pissed. The movie was shit, and there was a mildly awkward semi-silence the rest of the night. Needless to say, we broke up the next week, and I still, to this day, attribute it to her being a crap gamer. If she knew how
not
to play,
your need to win,
then maybe we'd have lasted a little longer. Well, at least I've been with my current girlfriend. A huge FPS and Pokemon nerd for 7 months. Wow. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Welcome. Nice. Nice work. What's the question of the week this week?
Oh, well, I thought of this one. Today's question of the week was one I thought of about a year ago that I'm finally getting to do. It's what game company would you work for if, like, you know, so a lot of journalists...
Don't think like us, like PR. Like,
India. Yeah. A lot of journalists get out of the biz eventually in their late 30s and end up working at some company like PopCap or Irrational or whoever. Mm-hmm. But like, so, you know, what company that would you want to work for and why? And I'll start.
Please, I'm going to go last.
Well, I really like living in San Francisco or in this area, so I would...
Which you don't.
Well, I'd... Well, if I started working for a game company, maybe I could afford to live in the
city. Whoa! Hey,
but I think, I like how EA does their business, it seems. Or I wouldn't want to work in EA Sports. They're based in Orlando. But if I could, like, work with Visceral Games, the dudes who make Dead Space, like, they're based in Redwood. Which is nearby to here, actually. Or and Nintendo is technically right here, but not really. Like, their PR arm is. But if it meant I could see Nintendo games early, I think I would. That'd be kind of cool to work for. Mm-hmm. Then if I could move to Japan for something...
Well, what would you do at these companies, Hank?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'd...
Just be Hank?
I'd be the history buff for the nerd. I don't know. You could be a producer who could just... I would imagine being a producer who would just say, that's not good. Do that better, guy. And that would be... Because I'm not going to learn how to code.
Actually.
Yeah. Or a voice actor director, maybe. Or maybe a script writer. Or somebody who could help him do the scripts. I don't know.
That's true.
That would be my... I would... in Japan... I don't know. I think it'd be cool to work with like a startup like Itagaki's new company. Just, you know, one of the less entrenched companies. Name. I forget what the name of his new company is.
That's not going to help your resume.
Yes, I'm sorry. So anyway, that's where I'd want to work.
Yeah, my knee-jerk reaction is to say Rockstar because like that's a product I'd believe in. I really like those people. But at the same time, all the stories that I've heard from former employees, it sounds like an absolutely terrifying place to work.
Yeah.
Like, just insane pressure on everybody at all times. So I don't think I'd like that. But giving it a little more thought, I'd actually say LucasArts.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly because, like, I wouldn't care if they put me to work on the shittiest Star Wars knockoff game imaginable. I would love to work on that campus.
Yeah.
That is an amazing... Oh, it is beautiful. They work out of the Presidio in San Francisco, and it's amazing. It's a great place just to walk through because it's like this gigantic library, the way that they've built these offices, and it's kind of breathtaking.
Yeah.
So if you ever get a chance, I recommend it.
Contrary to your choice, I would definitely pick Harmonix.
I was hoping that.
Yeah, I believe their offices are still located like above a Walgreens or something that. I'm fairly certain. So not quite the LucasArts Presidio campus, but I love pretty much every game that they've ever created. And
you're a bit of a musician.
I'm a huge music nerd. Like probably a bigger music nerd than a game nerd. And I've played music for about as long as I played video games. I'm a huge, huge music fan, so I would love to work on the Rock Band games. And I'm a big fan of the Rock Band series, and I just love the ethic of the company. I mean, they give their employees...
One more year.
I hope they do okay after the sale and everything. They're all super nice people, by the way. Right. Everyone I've ever met who's worked for Harmonix has been amazingly passionate and amazingly nice, and just genuinely cares about what they're doing and are enthusiastic.
All really big music nerds.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big part why I would want to work there. Like it's not just that they're big game nerds; they are genuinely.
I was talking to the director, and like, they might be giants. Like, are you fucking crazy? Me too.
Yeah,
me too. He dropped the demeanor of like we're doing an interview. Like, I want that.
They're fucking fans, and that's amazing. And it's so refreshing to see that people who just genuinely care. And you know, it's just super.
I love it when that happens in any kind of demo. Like when you can see they just drop their facade or their PR speak, mm-hmm. and they're just talking to you for real.
Yeah, and I feel that way most of the time when I'm dealing with that company. So not only do I love their product, and I feel like that ethic really shows through in their product. It would just be fun to work with those people who really care, and on something that I really care about and I'm really enthusiastic about.
Meet a bunch of musicians.
And if it wasn't for all that, the thing that really seals the deal is that they actually have a practice studio in their basement with instruments set up at all times, so you can just go down to jam whenever you want, and they give their employees time off to go on tour if they're in bands.
Man Camaro?
That's the fucking coolest thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
Man Camaro, who does tour.
Yes.
And then a Harmonix band.
No, there are several bands at Harmonix, that are all Harmonix employees. I know that they're one of their PR guys. John Drake is in this band, the main drag. Yeah, John Drake. Love that dude.
Isn't
super nice guy.
One of those?
I think Freeze Pop is another band that's like all, I think they're all Harmonix people, or at least several of them. I think at least several of them are Harmonix employees, if not all of them.
Wow.
What an amazingly cool company. Yeah. Harmonix, if you're listening to this, give me a call. I can do stuff. I don't know what my job would be exactly.
Don't. We need Scott here.
Well, Chris?
We need him here. I remember at one point I wanted to say Rare. I still sort of do, because they still seem to operate in a bubble that just revolves around their own whims. They don't seem to give a shit about the rest of the world's trends. Like, we'll do whatever we want, and then we'll re-release Perfect Dark. Who gives a shit? And I know that's not going to be the same way forever.
Yeah. Except they also had to do Kinect Sports. So
they're a Kinect company now. They're not the Rare you remember. All the people who made the games you enjoyed aren't there anymore.
Yeah, that might be true. But I would love to do... I guess L.A. Noir falls in that, but I don't know how long I work for Rockstar, because I don't think mm-hmm. they probably don't like me very much anyway.
I thought Rockstar liked you. You always told me that they...
They've always been great to me, but I don't think they ever forgot about that table tennis score. Like,
I don't think they care.
I know, I was kidding. But that was a long fart.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, buddy.
God damn it.
You're not going to escape it. It's a small room.
Doors open. Jinx.
I want to voice a pedestrian, like a really low scale voice of pedestrian in Grand Theft Auto. Hey, I'm walking! Hey, look at this guy! Yeah,
I'm just going to sample that.
I'm wearing a fireman's helmet. You don't walk. CJ, come on. Who's your friend, CJ?
I have to admit, when I saw that Game Informer guy had been digitized into L.A. Noire, my first reaction totally illogical knee-jerk reaction. It's like, I've known you people for years, and you gave it to this guy? What the fuck?
My first knee-jerk reaction was like, I wish I was owned by Barnes & Noble.
GameStop.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Whatever.
Isn't GameStop owned by Barnes & Noble?
It's an independent company.
But it was Game. No clue.
Anyway, no, but I want to do... This is weird, because I think we've had opportunities to go visit mocap things before, and it seems like the lamest thing in the world.
It's because it normally is.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, here's a guy with ping pong balls all over him. Watch him run around for a while.
Yeah, you ever seen
Isn't that incredible?
You ever seen a human neutered porcupine? That's what it looks like. But I would like to see what the fuck Ninja Theory is doing. Mm-hmm. And I would, more importantly, I would love to get in that suit and just move around for a little bit.
I'm your new Andy Serkis.
I just show you how bad it is. I could be like the lame character you kill immediately. Like, I would love to do that. And Ninja Theory, I promise, that game gets an instant 10. Like, I can promise you that. Credit me as Shmish Mantista.
Just an afternoon of mocapping.
Yes, just an afternoon of mocapping. That's all it takes. You know what they call me in every other profession this building? Mm-hmm. Chrissy One Take. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Just like Ed Wood.
Chrissy One Take. Yes. Damn it.
That was a good comeback.
It was a good comeback. Shut up, Michael. I think... I don't know. There's still a part of me that wants to work for Nintendo in some way. Like, just looking at... whether you guys were here or not, just spending that time with the virtual console and like, this isn't broken, but you releasing old Nintendo games mm-hmm. could probably still beat Xbox Live and PlayStation Network.
If you did it better.
If you did it yeah. better. Mm-hmm. Like, it should be ahead. And like, I don't know who's afraid to tell you that. But I just want to be like, no, here's how you do it. Here's how you do it. And here's how we upgrade stuff. And like, I don't know.
Well, I do think one of the biggest
Capcom,
problems...
But like, knowing people who work at Capcom, mm-hmm. like, never. Like, there are people way harder into Capcom shit than I can ever be. Like, I could study for the next 3 years, and I will not be as adept as Seth Gillian ever.
Well, I think that, God, that man knows everything about fighting games.
Well, I just thought of the problem of working at Nintendo, though, so I think I'll take back mine. Is that, like, you imagine you get to, like, show off the new Mario game, and then you have to show off Wii Party to somebody, and, like, and you have to act excited.
You
like,
have to sell it. You have to believe in it.
Isn't this exciting? I think this is something about PR.
I'm telling you, drop your fucking game journalist, like, easy well, thing. pick another profession in the games industry. You don't have to do that at Nintendo. You can write shit.
Yeah.
You could probably stunt double for Diddy Kong. I've seen you in a hat, man. You look great.
All right.
All right. So
it's not as PR. It's just some nebulous profession.
Yeah, I think this is purely hypothetical. Yeah.
All right. But you do understand, you guys, you can't program shit, Hank.
Yeah, no. I said script writing.
I had to Photoshop something for you earlier today.
I said script writing. That's something I could do.
Okay. I don't want
Did I ever tell you the story about when I went to that jobs conference and asked like how a writer could enter the games industry?
No.
Basically, the people who were there, they had a panel of people who worked in the industry, and people were saying like, oh, how can I get noticed? How can I get into the game industry? And the pat answer was just, design a level in Half-Life and pass it around, and if it's good, you'll get noticed. And it's like, so how can a writer break into the games industry? And there was like a long pause, like, a writer, huh? Design a level in Half-Life and pass it around. Wow. And I was like, I don't know shit about level design, that's why I'm writing!
But the levels Michael has written in Half-Life are very good. If someone could put a visual image to them...
I have never written
them. They're fantastic. Yeah. They're like that Encyclopedia Brown episode.
Well, it's like Half-Life fanfic, basically.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what else is happening?
Nope.
Phone calls,
Hey, Talk Radar. This is Bar One Scorpio from the forums, also known as Bar One Scorpio on Xbox Live.
He's a good artist.
I'm calling from over at MagFest, where it's crowded, noisy... And to sum up the convention in one word, that word is... thanks, X-Men Arcade.
He gives a little Colossus.
I like that.
That was nice. Thank you, Barwood Score. I love that, dude.
That was a good
Talk Radar. It's Screwball 0247. And you guys are... I'm listening to 134 right now, and you're talking about Daniel Dumas, and then... Brett just goes, more like dumbass. I live on a Dumas road, and we call it dumbass road all the time, so just a little connection there. Love the show, guys. Keep up the great work.
I got news for you, so does the rest of your city. What? All
right. I sniggered at that.
You did what? That is their word.
I screwed up there.
Hey, this is Poopsock from the, well, not from the forums, really, from some of the comments. But I've been huge TDR for ages. I loved the last podcast, and I thought I'd make my first call to No Girls, I Want a Jetpack. No Girl, I Want a Jetpack. Saying if I had to choose between kissing a beautiful girl on the lips and a jetpack, I would choose a jetpack, because then you could get all the beautiful girls. You could fly to
thinking.
You can get them. Grab them.
Free hell.
Like a hawk, like grab prey.
Them. Do what you want to do with
swoop
them.
Swoop down.
And be like, well,
from playgrounds.
Are we telling people about this?
About our jetpacks?
You see how high we are?
I would kiss a jetpack on the lips.
I would.
And then you'd land and break your leg.
only if it was
That's
legal.
Why jetpacks sort of exist, but people, like, they can't... Your legs aren't meant to land.
They require as much power as, like, a 747... Will burn your legs up if you hold them the wrong way, and then if you can't land properly,
it runs out of fuel after about 5 minutes.
The coolest guy is the guy with the he has the they always look like flying squirrels, but like the you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the suits.
Suits,
the wing capes, and he does have a jetpack for thrust, but he jumps out and he's already gliding. with a little bit of thrust, he looks like the Rocketeer. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
That's awesome.
Hey, Talk Radar, Chris Gettable here. Recently,
Gettable.
It was a very difficult time for me. I was wondering, has anyone on your staff ever contemplated or wanted or has been forced to or has willingly quit video games? As well as a question that has been bothering me, does anyone on your staff besides Greg care about Magic the Gathering? Because I have a freaking dual deck, Jace versus Chandra. That
That's what you really wanted to ask.
Sitting on my desk. It is awesome, and I love Magic the Gathering. I don't really care about the 30-second limit, but if my phone's battery dies right now, I will freaking hate AT&T or Verizon. No. Darn it.
Does anybody here play Magic the Gathering?
No.
No.
No. Correct.
Just Brett.
But the quitting video games thing?
I did too.
I actually never did. I think there were times where I played fewer video games, but I still played them. But I think the closest comparable thing, there was a time where for about a year I quit, or 2 years I quit reading comic books. And then one day I went back to them and started catching up again.
Until I started working at Games Radar again. No, I started a little before that. But I quit when I was in college. I couldn't afford it, and it was taking up too much time.
But even when I moved out here, and technically, like, I only had a DS, like, my stuff hadn't been shipped out. They wouldn't be shipped out for another 4 months. Mm-hmm. Like, I still played my DS, like, all the time. Like, I just, I don't know. I've never really just completely stopped playing games.
I did. I remember I moved out here. I'd quit video games, and I'd even stopped reading about them. Somewhere along the lines, I'd heard there was a Warriors game. And I read everything about the Warriors game alone. And when first thing I did when I got here, I'm staying on somebody's couch. He had an Xbox. I bought the Warriors.
Wow.
And that was the first game that brought me back. And then I got my job here like a week later.
Wow.
I never consciously quit video games. I'm so boring when it comes to these questions. I never have anything interesting to say.
Yeah.
There have been periods in my life where I've played, you know, less.
What was the first inorganic object you have ejaculated on? You're not going to answer me. I know you're not.
No.
I know one has to exist. You could say a sock. You could cop out, say a sock. I would like to say, like, Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese, that would be funny.
All right. That would also
that
be
would
funny.
Be funny.
I'll go with Mayor McCheese.
That statement.
We'll say Mayor McCheese.
Be funny.
Attaboy, Scotty.
There's one for Talk Radio.
I feel like
quotes.
I've talked about this before, but I did briefly in college in, like, early 2000. I got a job interning at a local newspaper. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like, yeah, I'd get up early. You know, I'm really enthusiastic about this. This is my life. I get home, I'm beat. I eat dinner, I go to bed, I'm kind of boring, I just sort of lost interest in games for a while and hated the fuck out of my roommates who were just always playing EverQuest around the clock.
Was it a conscious effort or just something you gradually...
It's just kind of like, I don't really feel like playing my Dreamcast with King of Fighters 99. You know, it was kind of in
you
that period
like
when there wasn't like a whole lot coming out for the Dreamcast. It didn't really get good until... I moved to Medford, Oregon, and was really bored all the time because I didn't know anybody, and so I started playing video games all the fucking time and started reviewing them professionally.
Like, Christmas, I fell in love with the medium all over again after, like, I took 3 weeks off against my own will, and then, like, I gotta play something, and I went and bought Dragon Quest IX, and, like, I don't even like Dragon Quest games. I'm like, this is amazing. I love this medium. This is fantastic. I'll never stop. we'll do another phone call.
Hi, guys. Hi. Since you know the Nintendo DS will be turned out for the 3DS very soon. What's your favorite DS game? I mean, mine's really good.
Retro Game Challenge.
It is. That game is just...
I hear what he said.
The bee's knees, as someone put it.
The bee's knees.
It's up there with the amplitude. Just, what's your favorite?
I getcha.
I'm not sure what was happening there.
Hmm? What's your favorite DS game?
I'm going to go with Advance Wars Dual Strike.
It's a good one.
I play that one the
good
most.
One.
Chrono Trigger is up there.
Oh, shame on a rhyme with that who doesn't play Chrono Trigger.
I'll tell you what my favorite PSP game is.
Oh, man, Scotty.
Uber. Yeah. Official Magazine, suck it, bro.
What is your favorite PSP game?
Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a diehard Metal Gear Solid fan. Yeah.
Have you played much on DS? Do you, like...
Not really. I actually don't own a DS. I might be, like, the only person in the fucking world. I mean, I've borrowed other people's and played games on it, but...
letting you borrow it.
Yeah. Actually, when I did like a Ninja Gaiden 2 feature, like, years ago.
Wow.
And I played the Ninja Gaiden DS game on the Chris's... Actually, no, I think I ended up borrowing Shane Patterson's DS. That was a fun game, though.
My favorite is Super Mario 64 DS.
No, it isn't. No,
you're right.
It's the last DS game you played.
I don't know. It's probably either the Phoenix Wright or the Professor Layton games.
Oh, nice.
It's like,
good choices, actually.
I don't really have a favorite. I have Professor games Layton's that I really like to play.
Really great. You can give us yours.
Talk Radar, Chris Gettable here recently.
Right.
What is your favorite DS game, Chris?
Talk Radar, it's Sam of Crankle.
Retro Game Challenge.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck, sorry.
I yelled it.
Sorry.
No, really.
Hey, Talk Radar, it's Phantom of Crankor. Colin, how you guys doing? Cool.
I will hang up on you,
One more thing. Please come to PAX East, please! God, please! I'll be there. Batman will be there. Well, not the Batman, Craig, but Dan will be there. Alright, I'll buy
I know.
You guys.
CK will be there.
A hooker. I can only afford one. You guys
a hooker?
Sharing, right?
You gotta share.
Fine. I call first and thirds.
Oh, Will, if you get us a hooker, I'm sure we will
first
come.
There's talk about some minor PAX.
Henry got it, didn't like it. No.
Presence, but yeah. I don't know.
I haven't even gotten to go to PAX West, PAX Prime.
No, I didn't get to go to PAX.
This year, I think, is finally going to be the year.
Going next year. I had so much fun last year.
I hope
you got to go.
You
fucking love it.
I know I would. Every year it rolls around and it's like it's already sold out and I'm an idiot and I miss it and I'm like, fuck.
Like,
so this will be the year that I finally remember and get my act together.
I can't wait to just like bring you into the hall with all the bands in it and just
I know
watch what these people do sending up this music that nobody should ever care about, but they just make it so beautiful.
Dude, Anna Monoguchi is legitimately amazing. I love that band.
Yeah, that whole night where we saw Anna Monoguchi, like the bands that opened for him were like, they were just like DJs playing good music, but they weren't like a band, you know, it was just background music. And then Anna Monoguchi comes out like, oh, this is music. Like, this is...
At PAX, it was like, it was all music.
There are a lot of really cool acts that have played past PAX.
And they're all going to be there, except for who? The fucking mini bosses.
Oh.
Who shattered my dream.
Well, the mini bosses, they had kind of a lousy show last year because...
It was horrible.
It was, they went on last, like at 2 in the morning.
Wow.
Like half, like probably like 3/4 of the crowd was gone. Oh. And so, like, I was kind of falling asleep. I remember that. But I just remember people were, like, lazily shouting out songs that they didn't, like, as jokes. Like, Freebird!
They did the Excitebike song to fight back.
They did the Excitebike song, like, 5 or 6 times.
Wow. It's like, you understand this isn't a stand... Like, no one is standing here. We're all sitting.
That does
like,
sound kind of miserable.
We're all fucking dead. We've all been on our feet.
I love
all day.
That band. And that was a miserable experience.
Yeah, it just sounds like a bummer situation.
It's kind of like, I've been listening to these guys for 10 years, and then I see them live, and this is like the most boring experience of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Although, to be fair, like we saw the Proto Man earlier.
Which blew my mind.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same, because I was tired, and I was kind of like, I don't really understand what this is about, why these guys are here, what this has to do with video games, except that they have the Mega Man helmets. And then I read up on them a little bit and listened to their songs again. It's like, this is really good. Okay,
amazing.
I understand this now.
Amazing. Now I'm conflicted. All right, next phone call.
Flicked about punching me in
the
face.
Hey guys, this is Pro Gamer coming to you live from my bathroom. Anyways, I want to thank you guys for making such an excellent and fun podcast.
Podcast.
Two more.
Hey guys, it's Landon Van Busker, a.k.a. Lando.
Hey, Lando.
My name.
And I just calling to say that news that came out today was pretty big news, wasn't it?
Yeah.
About 3DS?
Kind of in awe. I was like, whoa. There's no way that could happen.
He fucking
but it happened, and it was pretty cool. Yeah.
You mean...
I liked it.
The news that came out today, right?
In response,
when the podcast
Landon, I agree. Landon. Next caller.
Oh, the news that came out today.
Yeah, that was pretty big news today.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
Or whenever you're listening to this.
I didn't think you could invert that section of the body. But Brett did it, and that's what's really exciting.
And that was the key.
We'll talk about
along.
It next week.
That's how you do it.
And
that's
the story. Brett's text
it's
messages.
It's a mystery to people like
Brett
just growing up. You all just want
like,
to do it. But.
Read out my 3DS comments. My 2 cents for the cast. Super Street Fighter 4 is amazing.
Okay,
looks fantastic and plays largely the same. buttons and stick aren't great, but it works. Overall launch looks so-so. Kid Icarus is hand cramp mania. Hand cramp mania, says Brent Elston.
That's too bad. That
sounds like a mini game collection.
But it's also not a new, it's not a launch game, it's a launch window game.
Oh, hey, good call.
Makes hey guys, call. It's Silas. I don't want to say my username. But I was just wondering, have you guys ever played a game to skip over studying for a final exam that you haven't studied for at all?
Like, I did it last night, yes.
Playing Final Fantasy II, which is actually Final Fantasy IV.
That's right.
Console on my
no idea.
When I should be studying French because I have no idea how to speak it, and I have a final tomorrow. Anyway, I was just wondering if any of you have been in this boat as well.
Yes.
With shit.
I'm trying to get out of that because it's the just fucking do it philosophy. I don't like to escape to games to escape things I'm anxious or afraid of doing. Mm-hmm. And I did used to do that a lot. Now I just do it when, like, I want to play a game. And if you do shit like that to procrastinate, you'll end up hating games as a result. So try and do it as something you like to do. My recommendation, Hank's
good advice.
Big Young.
I still do it a lot myself. I think just last week I was like, I should start writing this thing. I want to play this game, though.
What I really hate about our profession is that it's easy to procrastinate writing about a game by playing a game.
I should
play for another hour. That's only fair.
It's only 8 p.m. I could play this for like 3 more hours.
Yeah.
And be fine.
And then I can write.
I can walk by my desk to procrastinate today or be professional. I don't know what it was. What did you ask for? The Conduit 1 so you can better figure out how to review Conduit 2?
Yes.
Michael.
What?
You don't need that.
Yes, I do.
You do not. You do not. It's just a good 3 hours. It's a good 3 hours in the office you don't have to spend doing anything but Conduit.
I'm not going to spend any time in the office doing Conduit. That shit's freelance.
Oh, my bad. Didn't mean to insinuate, but...
No, but I mean, a couple weeks ago, I did have... I was writing... This is the only time I've done this, writing the Little Big Planet 2 review and really not wanting to do it. And I was kind of addicted to Game Dev Story on the iPhone at the time.
Yeah.
And so I kept... I'll just play like 5 minutes of this, and 5 minutes, of course, turns into 3 hours.
I haven't started it. I know what it is. I know it's one of those things that, like, you have to keep moving around, or else you're not playing the game properly.
It is,
and I'm not touching it.
It's weird.
I bought it.
Playing it, it's like I can see the trick that they did to make this so addictive, and I consciously recognize it, but I'm not any less addicted to it knowing that.
I won't even start it. They sold it for 99 cents, and I'm like, okay, but you're gonna go in the folder. You're gonna go in the folder.
Good call. Back to the original question, I was just going to say that I'm sure a lot of people did this, but I remember being in like middle school and high school and just lying to my parents that my homework was done so I could go play games. I'm sure everyone did that.
Of course.
Do you do your homework? Yep.
Yep. Always.
And I would just do it the next day at lunch or something.
I did it on the bus.
Yeah.
Crazy?
Yeah.
On the ceiling. Henry?
I just talked about...
I thought you were in your Larry King, like, I'm about to talk
no,
to
no,
you.
No, no, no. I just... I normally just distract myself with games when I should be writing something for work.
That sucks that you can distract yourself with a game you're supposed to be writing about.
Yeah, yeah, or a game you're supposed to be writing about for a different thing than the thing you have to write that's sooner.
And then tell me if this makes any sense, where like I'll say like, Christopher, stop playing this game and write about it. You know what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other half of my brain will say, well, wait a minute, I discovered this new thing. I'm not sure about the score anymore. And I'll argue with my brain that I have to keep playing in order to keep from writing.
Our jobs are very hard. I agree.
It's not... I never want to take that standpoint, but it's the stupidest internal conflict. I wish somebody else had that kind of thing too. Where like I'll flim-flam over the score and then I eventually have to like wake up in the morning, punch myself in the face and be like, what are you talking about? You already gave it the fucking score. You know what you're going to write.
Yeah.
Quit being an idiot. Quit being afraid of writing what you're going to write.
Well, see, in my case, I'll usually know the score of a game like within a few hours of playing it, but I won't feel confident enough to write in detail about it until I've finished it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't always have that luxury, but I always, like, whatever it is, when I finish a game and I see the credits roll, something in my head just clicks. It's like, yes, I am now an expert on this game. I can write volumes about it. Whereas otherwise, it's just like, I'm not entirely sure about this game. I'm just,
Not me. I'm going all visceral from here on out. Instinctual reaction.
What other overused words can we apply to our profession?
Oh, excuse the fuck out of me, Graham.
No.
I am going to Blue Sky, my next review.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to think outside the boxed paradigm.
Oh.
This is true.
I didn't know paradigms came in boxes.
Going to be proactive.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a paradigm box shift. right into our ending song.
Shift that paradigm right into that box.
Are we going to talk about things we're doing or something?
Nope.
Don't we do?
Go ahead. What do you want to talk about, Hank?
Well,
did you write something for P-Tom?
Yeah, that'll be in the issue that's shipping soon.
Yep.
Go out next week for a Dead Space 2 review.
Got it. I'm excited. I can't wait to play it. We're going to fap it.
Fap the hell out of it.
Full access preview.
Playthrough.
Well, playthrough when it's out.
Gotcha. Mm. Okay. Sorry.
It's universal. That's why Carolyn thought of it. Scotty?
We just sent our most recent issue to the printer, so subscribers will get it about a week and a half from when they're hearing this podcast, and it'll be on newsstands about 3 weeks after that-ish. Slow! It's got Killzone 3 on the cover. We got the exclusive first review. It's very good. I'm actually not entirely sure what score our managing editor, Roger, reviewed it.
I'm surprised
that he's getting a 10 or an 11 or a 12.
I can't say.
Roger is in the pocket.
But I know that he liked it.
I'm surprised that Michael Raparez was not the reviewer for that.
Yeah, I wasn't asked.
Mm. It was a staff review. It was a big cover.
Yeah,
cover story.
I can see when it's a cover story.
I'm not staff, Scott. I feel sorry.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, sorry. You're staff in our hearts, but not in our masthead.
Right.
But so that's in there. Marvel's Capcom 3 review is in there. Michael Grimm wrote our Test Drive 2 review. Spoiler alert, you didn't like it.
Yeah, it might be pretty funny.
Maybe. Other good stuff. Nothing but good stuff. It's all good. Everything is the best ever. You should buy it so that I can have a job still.
So at some point, in the upper right hand of the second to lowest Marvel vs. Capcom 3 screen in Scott's review, you'll see one of my testicles. I hid it in there. I talked to Ken about it. It's hidden in there. It's hidden in there.
And you have to, the listeners have to guess which testicle.
Oh, you got to zoom. Exactly. Exactly. Which one is it? Is it the left one? Or the
Pinky
one
or Blinky?
The one with the tumor.
Yeah.
Should be easy to figure out. The one that looks like a mouse.
Yeah.
Spoiler. All right. Yes, that's it. Ending song.
Oh, I'm working on a thing on games that we think are going to be delayed until next year. It's
almost all of them.
Reprise of an article I wrote 2 years ago that turned out to be 100% accurate.
And Tyler Wilde.
Reprise or reprise? I'll trust you on this.
Reprise.
When Tyler Wilde wrote it last year, I think.
Did he write it last year?
I believe so. Yeah, I think so.
I need to look at that. But yeah, I'm kind of hoping I'm 100% wrong this year. So we'll see.
If it's by Rockstar, Team Ico, or Square Enix, I would put it until 2012.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so this year is filled with games that were 2010 games that got delayed, so I think there's a better chance.
are you going?
Just breathing.
Oh, God, I thought you were about to hit me. all right, we're closing out. Ending song. Ending song. This comes from our question of the week. What was the...
Girlfriend's...
Lamest attempt. Well, let's see now. I bought Final Fantasy 13 because she was into 10, hoping it would impress her. Now, after a fairly messy breakup, the Final Fantasy 13 battle music will always remind me of her. And that's why we're closing with Blinded by Light, the Final Fantasy 13.
That's kind of a dick move.
Whoa. It's a great song, and I'm playing a remix. I am playing a remix. I want him to associate it with other things. Look, you specifically, Master Sword 69, you need to listen to the end of this show at least 10 to 20 times. And eventually, you'll get back into the regular one. But this one is by DJ Beto Siba.
And then also listen to Tony Braxton's Unbreak My Heart.
Unbreak My Heart off the Breathe album. Off the Breathe album. And then we're going to close the show.
Sonic Skateboard.
Hey.
wish I'd do more dudes. It's no, like, no, why don't you just Michael. Go rape more of them?
Yeah.